InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Mark your calendars. Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. High noon, Eastern Standard Time in the Great Republic of the United States of America. We have reached the tipping point. The House of Cards has officially collapsed. And the Pentagon has released confirmed documents from 2017 and 2018 where Fauci, Bill Gates, and Peter Daszak built COVID-19 and were asking permission to release it onto the public. I'm going to say that again. Project Veritas has gotten the documents that are confirmed to be real, plus we have them cross-indexed with documents that have already come out in court from the email senders. We already had it from Daszak, from Gates, from Fauci, and others to the Pentagon and to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and to the University of Texas in Galveston that was involved in criminal activity as well with Fauci developing this. We already had all those. We covered them at nauseam. Here's the Stacks of News, London Independent, you name it. Reporting on Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into the open air of China. Remember all those? Well, guess what? The Pentagon has released a huge document, and so has DARPA. Talk about covering their asses with Fauci named and Peter Daszak's group running it, saying we have developed over the last decade, and this is 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So that's a decade back from that, just like we told you. This is all open source, but this is the Pentagon admitting it. A chimeric SARS virus with five different viruses with the HIV delivery system that Fauci and Bill Gates literally co-own the patent on the damn spike protein that we've all been hit with. It's in growing in me. It's growing in you. It's growing in Rob Dew's brain. It's growing in my dad's brain. Messed them up bad, but they bounced back, thank God. I still haven't recovered. Made me irritable as hell. And it's all on record that these murdering monsters did this, and now Veritas even has whistleblowers on video from DARPA talking about it. And hidden cameras. I mean, this isn't a science fiction movie. It's not a Netflix special. It's not something in the movie theater you're watching eating popcorn. This is real world. And that's only one of the mega, I mean, there's not words to describe how big this is. Massive bombshell. And I'll tell you what's even more frustrating than this when I come back and go over all this is it's all in this document we covered a year plus ago, run by the Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, and others. SPARS 2025, 2028. They have another SPARS 2023, 2025. This is the main document that's really set in the year 2020 to 2025. 2024, of when they release it, how they release it, how they respond, how the public finds out they've been soft-killed, how they then blame government ministers and burn the scientists, but Big Pharma will be protected. They even lay out the criminal blueprint script in this, and you overlay this with the lockstep Event 201, Crimson Contagion, Dark Winter plans, and they all perfectly overlay to the exact plan. And General Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, concurs with my analysis and says it's dead on. I agree with him, too. But here's the facts now. Of course, he agrees with my outside reverse engineering because he was there when they approached him and they said no. But he wouldn't tell me it was classified. He just said, boy, where do you get your information? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. but you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you tune into this broadcast to get tomorrow's news today, to get next year's news today, to get next millennia's news today, and that's what you're going to get. And you don't tune in here to have us go over all the things we've been right about because we've got their own admissions and documents. It's just our research. That's what's so frustrating is if people just wake up to what's going on, it's game over, new world order. But it's like we're over here at the little kid table at Thanksgiving having our food and the big adults are over at their table. Well, all you got to do is go over to the adult table and they all brag about what they're doing to you. They don't hide any of it. You've just got to have the courage to go over and listen. So I'm going to tell you about the biggest news in the whole COVID saga yet that's broken. And tomorrow probably be something even bigger. It's just a quickenings here. That's not hype. Everybody knows it. And then I'm going to tell you what that really means and what's coming next and what we've reverse engineered. And let me tell you, it's horrible. It's civilization ending. Everyone listening, 80% of you at least, will be dead in 8 years if we don't stop this. Please don't be part of the survivors in 8 years and go, man, that guy was right. Because obviously they're going to come after me long before this all unfolds. So I am on a suicide mission. And I want to be deadly clear here. I love life so much. I will never commit suicide. I'm not a reckless person. I don't even speed in my car anymore the last 3-4 years. I get the slow lane now just because I like to relax and I'm just, you know, risk averse to the important mission I'm carrying out. And I'm more worried about myself out in public now, so I'm not an easy target because I need to be here as long as I need to be to, you know, to take on the globalist. I want to be here to take care of my family. But that said, a suicide mission has different definitions, but the basic definition of a suicide mission in the last 100 years is a military mission where you've got a 50% chance or more of dying. Well, life is a suicide mission. You have a 100% chance in life if you're conceived and you grow in your mother's womb and you're born and you live a life, if you're blessed enough to live a long time, you are on a suicide mission. So everybody needs to stop living in fear and realize that living in fear is what has allowed them to put us in this position of mind control and mass hysteria and slavery, and that the only thing we should fear is fear itself. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. You can say what you want about the man. He was an Anglophile British intelligence globalist. But he told the truth there. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And that doesn't mean there aren't dangerous and bad things out there, but we learn about them. We then oppose them. We then defeat them. We then mitigate them. We vanquish them. We do whatever it is we can get done. And that's called building a moral, upright civilization. So let me just calmly tell you the big news. In the next segment, I'm going to play the 7.5-minute Project Veritas bombshell of bombshells. And here's what's incredible. We already know all this, and this had already come out, except they have the DARPA whistleblowers, and they have the other end of the Pentagon and DARPA giving them the documents that are the other side of the communications with Fauci, Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, and others, and the Wuhan bat lady, and admitting its gain of function using that term and saying they wanted to open it up into the open air and release it. Incredible, over the top. It's posted in the live show feed area of Infowars.com. Can we put the live show feed up for folks? Thanks. Now, we have that mega bombshell. Pentagon docs confirmed Fauci secretly developed COVID-19, sought permission to release it. Now, what's the rest of the story? I'll give it to you now so I don't forget. Then we'll come back and go through this, and then bombshells just as big. They're all coming at once now. It's a crescendo. It's a finale. We're building towards war, financial collapse, cyber outages that the globalists are going to run. They've all pre-programmed it. They've all got it ready. It's all coming. Brace yourselves for impact. I don't say that so you get in fear and get in a fetal position and piss on yourself. I say it so you get ready. We're not 1 minute out, as they say in the military. We're on the ground. We're in the conflict. It's on. It just gets worse from here until we defeat it. All I'm offering you is blood and pain and sorrow and just nightmares, but victory on the other side. If you admit to this now, we have a good chance of mitigating it and backing it off and having a crash landing where we don't get hurt too bad. But we don't have long. They've implemented the final phases. They're going to kill 80% of us in 8 years if we don't stop them. Guaranteed. It's the public plan. Bill Gates didn't run around blackmailing tens of thousands of scientists and buying off all these governments and setting all this up through Pfizer to play games. I've got stacks of government documents admitting 40% death rate increase already, that they knew it would kill you. They did it on purpose. And I'm telling you, whistleblowers coming out, as is now happening, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, the deputy head of DARPA has now gone public. I mean, it's and they all are saying, former Wall Street Journal editor was on yesterday, the editor, saying, yeah, this is a depopulation war takeover. That guy's part of the biggest institutes on the Hill. He was part of the establishment. He thought they were building this globalist system for peace. Now he realizes it's a lie. You better decide which side you're on. So we have that ultra-massive news, but you know what's really going on here. The first person I learned about nanotech, and this was actually a synthetic thing over a year and a half ago, was General Flynn. And then, of course, it came out that indeed they were releasing it in China, not the Chinese, but the Bill Gates group. And now we know, and now the head of Pfizer admits that this is all nanotech. I got video of that coming up. That's the other big bombshell. There's like five of them. I mean, just that bombshell alone. He went on Bloomberg. We have the clip. And he said, human genetics are broken and failed. We're going to fix you now with the next rollout of vaccines that change your DNA. This is a corporate hostile takeover of the human biological system. They don't want to just take over all the grass and all the trees and all the farm products. Thousands of GMO systems coming out. We're the main target. And this isn't like the 1980s remake of The Thing where it's a crash flying saucer, that, you know, the creature is unfrozen and takes people over. This is Big Pharma doing it in slow motion, but now it's accelerating. So let's put the show headline back up again, please, because this says it all. The CEO of Pfizer says they're involved in a DNA genetic takeover of all life on Earth, starting with humans, to fix our DNA. And meanwhile, the Senate Democrats have introduced a bill for forced national adoption of COVID-19 vaccine passports to travel inside the U.S. internal checkpoints, camps being built, bills introduced at 12 states to arrest people that aren't injected and put you in camps for your refusal. The Great Reset is a mad scientist revolution. The head of Pfizer has now announced a plan to forcibly inject the world to, quote, fix our DNA. Imagine if aliens landed and said, we're going to inject you, you're now going to live longer, everything's fine, trust us. You'd say, I don't trust you, especially when the shots are killing everybody. This is our own species, but they believe that they are gods merging with machine and taking over their genetic evolution, and they're trying to force us to go along with it. That's why they're suspending common sense and saying, oh, suddenly all the champions in the U.S. Olympic team are men competing as women. That doesn't make any sense. It isn't meant to. It's an assault. So we have that. But I'm going to tell you what's really behind all this when we come back. And then it just gets crazier and crazier. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. We're living inside the last days of any free speech and power. You're not going to have power most of the time at your house. You're not going to have fuel anymore. I mean, it's going to start soon, okay? I mean, they're going to collapse everything. I'm very sorry to have to tell you this.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world, that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world. It's very, very simple, but the most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation, or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this incredible Tuesday, January 11th transmission. You don't tune in to hear us just break down how we were right, though we document it to show we're not making stuff up, and we know the way out of this because we do our research. We understand how the globalists operate. You tune in to learn about tomorrow's news today. And a lot of you have foresight. You can see what's going on better than I can. That's why we're a family of people that come together to do our research and tell the truth instead of the globalist family of deception and lies. Doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, but we're striving for the truth. We rely upon the truth as our North Star. Remember when Trump was president-elect, and he just gotten into office then, and Fauci comes out in early 2017 and says, Trump will be challenged by a new deadly virus and a big global pandemic, guaranteed. Well, he knows he'd already gone to the Pentagon. He knows he'd already tried to get authorization for gain of function. He wanted to, quote, release it open air in China. He went to DARPA. And so we now know they went to Trump. So when they released this, they could act like he was involved and the Pentagon was involved. So the same globalist group could blackmail the Pentagon and DARPA and Trump. So they failed there. And Trump then in 2018 killed all the funding that he learned was still going on. Good thing Trump did. They were still able to trick him into Operation Warp Speed to get the economy going, and he thought help people that were sick. So he didn't buy the first setup. He bought the second setup. Here is part of the new Project Veritas information that just dropped last night. It's on Infowars.com. It's in the live show feed. You need to get it and share it because this is the Pentagon side and the DARPA side confirming all the documents that are already out from Fauci's side. He is guilty of mass murder, along with Peter Daszak and Bill Gates. They must be arrested now. Here's part of the report.
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said.
You're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function, they gained in lethality.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous.
Because it wasn't a leak.
Lack of judgment, I think
it wasn't a leak. It was on purpose. That's what the docs show. They released it.
Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen military documents regarding the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments which have been suppressed, and the government's effort to conceal all of this. Dr. Anthony Fauci has testified many times before Congress stating that the U.S. government was never involved in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said. First of all, gain-of-function is a very nebulous term.
But the thing is you're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain-of-function?
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
You have said that I am unwilling to take any responsibility for the current pandemic. I have no responsibility for the current pandemic.
That assertion is based on the NIH's definition of gain of function. However, the documents we've obtained refute that. The documents in question stem from a report at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, which were hidden in a top-secret share drive. But what is DARPA? They are an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense, which facilitates research and technology with potential military applications. Dr. Stephen Walker was the director of DARPA at the time of the EcoHealth Alliance proposal. A source sent us this video of Dr. Walker talking about research they were exploring related to mRNA technology and its potential application with military personnel in the field.
DARPA, about 5-6 years ago, we stood up an office called the Biotechnology Office, and the real purpose of that was to understand how biology worked and then build design, build, and test cycles where you could engineer microorganisms to do things that you want to do.
Though the main report regarding the EcoHealth Alliance proposal leaked on the Internet a couple of months ago, it has remained unverified until now. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by the U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. Major Murphy makes claims in his report to the Inspector General that, if true, could be damning to the official narrative that has been played out to the world over the past 2 years. Major Murphy's report states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. The proposal was named Project Diffuse. DARPA rejected the proposal because the work was too dangerous and could violate the gain-of-function moratorium, despite EcoHealth's position that it would not. According to the documents, the NIAID, under the direction of Dr. Fauci, did not reject the proposal. They went ahead with the research at Wuhan and several sites across the U.S. Dr. Fauci has repeatedly maintained his position, under oath, that the NIH and NIAID have not been involved in gain-of-function research with the EcoHealth Alliance program. This appears to be contradictory to Major Murphy's analysis and the rejection from the Biological Technologies Office at DARPA. Major Murphy's report goes on to detail great concern over the COVID-19 gain-of-function program, the concealment of documents, the suppression of potential curatives like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and the mRNA vaccines. To be clear, Major Murphy is not the source of our reporting. As far as we're aware, he has done nothing that violates his oath of service to our country. We were able to track him down, and though he couldn't go into detail about the hidden documents, he did offer this heartfelt statement.
I offer no comments on the investigation or internal Marine Corps deliberations. I offer a brief comment to those that desire answers and to those that withhold them. To those seeking answers, I offer encouragement. There are good people striving for the truth, working together in and out of government, and they succeed. To those that withhold, I pray for you. Find the moral courage to come forward. Don't let a lie be our legacy to posterity. People will forgive. A commitment to truth is in the heart of this nation. Semper Fi.
Project Veritas reached out to DARPA for comment regarding the hidden documents and spoke with the Chief of Communications, Jared Adams.
Doesn't sound normal to me. No, like I said, if something resides in a classified setting, then it should be appropriately marked. I'm not at all familiar with unmarked documents that reside in a classified space. No. It's not good practice to put unmarked materials in a classified space. But there may be cause to, because something is determined to be classified.
All right, folks, there is a lot more of this report. It's posted at band.video and projectveritas.com. It's also posted in the live show feed today. We have it archived and mirrored at band.video, so get it and share the full report. But I'm going to give you the rest of the story when we come back, because this is the Pentagon confirming what we already knew. We already have these from lawsuits and a bunch of documents from the EcoHealth Alliance and the Wuhan lab. This has been confirmed, but this just triple confirms that the Pentagon was upset and said hell no to the plan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening and watching a Frontline Report.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
If you ever wonder why the Democratic Party and the deep state are pulling out all the stops to try to shut us down, it's because 9 times out of 10, we are the first to ram through the big, giant, bombshell breaking news. We were the first in February of 2020. In February of 2020, now almost 2 years ago, to specifically name the lab, the contracts, Peter Daszak, North Carolina, everything with Dr. Francis Boyle. And by the way, guys, let's get him on ASAP, please. And again, it's not about, oh, look, we were right. It's, hey, we've got the enemy plan. That's why we're always right, basically. We rarely even misinterpret this stuff. And now Veritas doesn't just get the other side of the contracts and communications with the Pentagon and DARPA. He gets the military brass saying, this is wrong, this is evil, which was in the London Telegraph now 6 months ago. that the Pentagon said, no way, release a gain-of-function bioweapon that kills humans in China? You want to start a war? And that's when General Flynn was in charge of everything. And a year later, once Trump knew Flynn had been right, once he got tricked into kicking him out, Trump killed the project. Because even though the Pentagon had said no to that part of the project, the U.S. government and the NIH and the CDC were still funding the general operation. So that's something that goes to Trump's credit. But they got him still getting him to sign on to the vaccine itself, which was just really more of the same nanotech spike protein put into the body. That is artificial synthetic RNA that programs your DNA. And in all the Pfizer documents and all the Moderna documents and all the CRISPR documents and all of the base documents, these are different systems of gene editing. They said it's synthetic nanotech spike protein owned by, we showed you this last week, this is mainstream news, a joint patent of a company owned by Bill Gates with Anthony Fauci that they've owned since the mid-90s. They synthetically reproduced the HIV delivery system, and that's the spike protein that is a toxic substance that kills white blood cells and other things. And now they've introduced a form of the system that causes AIDS into the public. But this is far worse and has a bunch of other effects. And that's why if you've caught COVID and everybody's going to get it, you're going to have long-term problems. And if you take the shots, you're even worse. They get you coming and going. And I hate to give everybody bad news. There's ways to mitigate. And it's coming out. There's ways to mitigate. Glutathione, cycling, things like ivermectin, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin D, a lot of zinc, a lot of good iodine. And also, on two-week cycles, and I'm not your doctor, I'm not telling you this, what the scientists say, and it's been proven, fluvoxamine is such a strong antidepressant, and antidepressants do so much to the body, they block it as well, its replication. The question is, does any of it survive and start growing back again? Because they're colonizing you with prions. I mean, this is next level, and it happened. So we have that. And then on the heels of that, we have the arrogant globalist. Globalism, remember, is corporate rule. We have the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, saying gene editing companies will correct genetic mistakes in your DNA. He says the new revolution of mRNA is that humans are broken. They're going to fix us with new mRNA vaccines that cure us of everything. And, of course, you're going to have to take it because we're on a socialist healthcare system. They've got to save us. But really, it's meant to depopulate us. What an announcement of the corporate hostile takeover of your body. And remember, people were freaked out about the tomatoes and the potatoes being GMO and the corn. And now it's your very body. Here he is on Bloomberg yesterday.
In another area that we announced today, a partnership with BIM, are the rare diseases. These are diseases mainly that they have as a cause a mistake in your DNA. It's a genetic mistake. Something is wrong with your DNA, and as a result, you have a disease. What we try to do with the base gene editing technology, which Beam is a master, It is to push targets that will be delivered through mRNA that will be able to correct this mistake. There are several gene editing technologies. We did a lot of due diligence, and we thought that the base, this is how it's called, the technology base, is the best. And also did a lot of due diligence about companies, and the best one was Beam. And this is why we did this partnership. We are having some other deals that we announced today that will help us to improve even further. The Acuitas, which has given us a license for 10 different targets in the LNP target. LNP, it is the lipid nanoparticles that are used to transfer the RNA. And the last but not least, it is the Codex. What Codex technology is all about? They are creating DNA instead of biological manufacturing, yep, which means that you have virus to make it. It's a synthetic.
Albert Bourla, Bilderberg Group, New World Order, Davos Group member, and he is literally taking your body over, financing all the health ministers of the world, buying them off for forced injections, endless lockdowns, until you take the first injection that erases your immune system. Then when you get deathly ill, he's going to offer you new gene therapies that will save you from what he's done. They believe by buying off all the regulators and leaders, they'll get away with it. So let me explain this again. Military documents of gain of function contradict Fauci's testimony under oath. That's Project Veritas' own angle. It's the Pentagon and DARPA saying no to a plan that developed and released COVID, because they're saying they want to release it in the documents, and the Pentagon said no. So the Pentagon and DARPA said no to Fauci's plan to release COVID-19, which they went ahead and did. It was not a lab leak. That's why Fauci in 2017 said Trump will be forced to do a bunch of stuff because of a pandemic that will happen. And he said in 2019 on C-SPAN, it's an imminent new virus out of China that is going to be SARS-related bird flu that will be used to blow up the old system and bring in the mRNA revolution. These damn people think you're idiots. They brag on TV about what they've done. And listen, I'm not backing down from them. Even Rand Paul is only attacking this from the side, and I know he's been through a lot. Well, I'm going all the way, but I need money to beat all the Democratic Party lawsuits and all their operations and to build parallel systems that I'm not even going to get into here and a lot more. But we're not going anywhere, and I'm literally fighting like the devil. I'm killing myself, working 15, 16, 20 hours a day to get this done. We're a couple months behind, but a lot of it starts launching very, very soon. But I need money to prosecute a war, and I got products you need. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the sale will end Thursday. It is 50% off all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids for your immune system, your body, what God gave you to counter all this. And X2, most people are deficient in iodine. Most people can't absorb regular iodine. This is pure atomic, so it goes right in your cells. Nobody else has got this. It's been sold out 50% off. And bone broth is the highest quality chicken broth condensed with chaga mushroom and with high quality turmeric and a bunch of other known super immune and just body strength boosters. Everybody knows just one little bowl of chicken soup's really great because it's got that essence in it and those key amino acids and things. This is super concentrated, even better than the last design of it we had, and it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, Ultimate Bone Broth, Primal Human Nutrition. It's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com, and it is your purchases that make this entire broadcast and everything we do possible. All right, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back, and I haven't even scratched the surface. It's hard to believe. More mainstream news about FEMA camps being open for the unvaccinated in the U.S. Everything you see in Australia coming here soon. We've got Senate Democrat-sponsored bills by the Senate leader, by Chuck Schumer, to forcibly make you have a vaccine passport to leave your house. It's all coming up. I mean, the criminals are making their move. This is the attempted takedown of the West.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We've all heard about the pastor and his famous statement from inside a concentration camp in World War II that when they came for one group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And then when they came for another group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And finally, when they came for him, there was nobody else to stand up. Well, the global social credit score that China's putting in, that's banning people to 3 hours of video games a week, and if you criticize the government, you can never buy or sell again. Well, that's being brought here and all over the world under the guise of COVID vaccine passports. They even admit it. Now they're saying it's going to be a carbon tax attached to it. They're going to track where you go and what you do and decide where you can go and what you can do. That's what the lockdowns are about. You'll accept that. You'll accept anything. So, again, the left is having fun right now with all the censorship and tyranny, pretending like they're part of the power structure. But they're all going to be targeted by this nightmare as well. We need to get back to basic human rights and promote them, or all of us will be enslaved by this horrible technocracy run by the globalists. The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So I remember back in 2012, we got documents from 2010, and I got them from Army Intelligence at Fort Hood that leaked them to us. And when we published them, the media said, yeah, they're real, but the military's not responding. And then a year later, the Pentagon released them themselves. And it was Obama administration's directive to prepare the head of the Department of the Army to get internment camps ready around the United States. And even though we had the document and they admitted it was real, it was hard to believe they used the term re-education camp. Just type in Army document, President Obama, re-education camps. You'll get the news articles about it. You'll be on the Army website now. You fast forward 12 years from 12 years ago, and it's just all out in the open. Oh, legislation introduced to put you in a camp if you don't take a shot. Oh, legislation introduced by Chuck Schumer. That means they want to pass it to not let you travel inside the U.S. if you don't have a vaccine passport, just like Australia, just like the U.N. wants. I mean, this is here. And then the admissions. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with us at the bottom of the next hour. And then we have an interview that hasn't dropped yet that was just shot as we speak, concluded, but Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, the biggest story in the last week and a half with Joe Rogan and tens of millions of views just on Twitter alone, everywhere else, probably 50, 60 million, who knows? It's huge, one of the biggest ever. I talked to Joe last weekend about it. And trying to silence him and demonize him and blow up their face, she just got the exclusive Malone response to the attacks and Malone's response to Project Veritas. And more. That's bottom of the hour excerpts of that. And by this evening, the full hour-long interview will drop at man.video. So very exciting there. But I wanted to get Owen Schroyer on last night because he was pointing out Governor Whitmer organized the attack on the Michigan Capitol. Clearly, the FBI, she organized the attempt to kidnap herself. And the same FBI agents then ran the Jan 6 attack. We've got that coming up start of the next hour, because that is such a huge issue that she walks free while they're trying to put Owen and I in prison. And Owen has been charged and indicted, they say, for breaking into the Capitol, though he was outside peacefully trying to stop people. But that's next hour, Owen. What do you make of the CEO of Pfizer saying, yes, we're going to edit your DNA with the new injections to fix you? He said to fix you, whether you like it or not. The Pentagon confirming that Fauci came to him with Peter Daszak to develop COVID-19 and to release it. They said, hell no. We already knew that last year, but now it's confirmed with the Pentagon. Democrats, states are announcing they're going to send sick people with COVID back into nursing homes to kill the one group that can die. They've been caught. They're doing it again, like a dog going back to its vomit. Senate bill would force states to pair voter ID with vaccine passports, while the Senate's also introduced H.R. 1, eliminates voter ID to vote. So you need an ID as a citizen to leave your house, but no ID to vote. My God, Owen, this is pretty damn obvious.
Yeah, there's, I would say, five or six or more issues today that are kind of on the waterfront that are Rosetta Stone issues, and we're really in a trial phase right now. If we can't have victories with at least half of these developments, victories for just reality and common sense. You say, well, what's a victory? Well, let's just accept the reality that the vaccines don't work. Can we even have that victory? But that's just one minor thing. Here's what people need to understand, Alex. The global elites have decided they're going to test their future technology on us. That's what the mRNA technology is all about. So when the CEO of Pfizer says, oh, you know, this is going to be for future treatments. Yeah, it doesn't work to stop COVID and it's not going to help stop the spread, but you'll be glad that you took it later. It's a futuristic nanotechnology. So what they want to do is they want to say,
by the way, you weren't being hypothetical. He now admits in front of a Senate panel it doesn't work and it was all just a big test.
Yeah.
Here's the quote and the video,
which of course we've been reporting on for years, but we won't belabor that point. So they want to make it, this is going to be the Theranos scam 2.0 is what I see happening here, Alex, is the Theranos scam 2.0, where the lady says, hey, we can test your blood and we can determine if you're going to have cancer or not. That ended up being just a billion-dollar boondoggle scam. She's still in court over those charges. But this isn't about billions of dollars. Pfizer has plenty of money. This is about power. And so what they're going to do is they're going to claim that they have this mRNA injection that they can go in with some other nanotechnology combination, and they can say, oh, we know if you're going to have a brain aneurysm in 30 years.
Well, that's what he said. He said, we're going to put nanotech in you through the shots, and then it'll decide what's sick, and then we'll inject you for that. They're basically loading everybody with the precursor nanobots and confirming what everybody said. They literally put nanobots in everybody that are self-replicating.
So they'll say,
that's all confirmed, folks. They're admitting it.
So they'll say, well, we can save your life. You're going to have cancer in 5 years, or you're going to have a brain tumor in 10 years, or you're going to have kidney failure in 6 years.
Caused by the bots.
And so, but they're going to say, now you can take our new technology, nanotechnology. We've already determined the problem. Now we can go in and rig your DNA and manipulate your DNA with the mRNA nanotechnology and save your life. But, and there's always the catch, you've got to take the mRNA implantable technology. You've got to take that mark of the beast. And so the selling point is, oh, we're going to be saving your life, but you have to drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. You have to take the big pharma injection in order for us to save your life. So it's not going to be
a corporate takeover of the entire human genome.
So it's not going to be about money. It's going to be all about power. And at the end of the day, you're still just going to be a test subject. They just want to perfect the technology so that the elite billionaire or trillionaire class, whatever it is going to be able to use it to save their lives. So it's not going to save.
That's in their own words.
It's not going to save the average, you know, peasant as their view. And maybe it might help some people, probably not. But for them, they'll perfect the technology that they test on us for themselves years down the road. And they pretty much admitted all of this now. So it was on InfoWars over a year ago, 10 years ago, all of this would come out. Now they're openly bragging about it. But that's just one of the trials, I think, that we're in right now to decide if we're going to have a victory for human freedom in this realm, on this planet. Because if we can't accept what's being done to us right in front of our face with this, then there's really, because that's how the globalists view it, Alex, then we don't deserve to live. If you're basically the dodo bird, and you're just walking around, no predators, and somebody can just come scoop you up and cook you for dinner, and you don't have a survival instinct, then you should be extinct. That's how they look at it. You should be extinct, just like the dodo bird. You don't have a survival instinct anymore.
And by the way, what you're saying, even Elon Musk has been to all these events with him. He's blowing the whistle on it. So did Bill Joy 22 years ago in Wired Magazine, co-owner of Sun Microsystems. He went to the events and they said this. Are we going to let people just party and have fun now that humans are obsolete because of robots, or kill them? And the decision was kill you through injections. And so that's begun. And they're also, that's why some people get a saline, some people get a GMO, some people get a mutagenic, some people get a real vaccine for COVID. It's all a big test. And that's coming out in the documents. Big news we're breaking tomorrow on that front, confirming that, oh, why are so many saline? Well, it's not just some of the workers and don't want to hurt kids, so they, you know, use saline. That's part of it. But no, they have databases now, and a computer pops up and tells them which shot. So the person administering doesn't know, but now they've gone and tested the vials, and now they know. A lot of people are being given mutagenic injections that cause cancer to grow.
Yeah, it's a controlled experiment, and this is just one of the Rosetta Stone developments that humanity is going to have to look in the mirror and say, are we really going to let this happen? Are we going to take this serious? Are we going to put down the ball game? Are we going to put down the party hat? Are we going to put down whatever it is and actually try to save this planet from this conquering effort that we're that we're all witnessing right now,
and
that we're all involved in?
I cannot stress what you're saying enough. This is a test. If you read the Bible, but you study history, it's true. You can see it unfolding now. Don't need the Bible to know it, but it's been proven right. This is a test. God, when we become evil, steps out of the way and lets the devil make a move at us. So God said, okay, you want to kill kids? You want to kill old people? You want to be corrupt? You want to say God didn't exist? I'll step out of the way, and now evil's making its run at us. And if we don't stop this, then the full collapse happens.
And I've got some other stories that tie into this as well. But, you know, people may be confused and say, well, why would Bill Gates go on national television and say, I want to control the population and get it down to zero with vaccines? Why would the CEO of Pfizer say, yeah, the vaccine doesn't work at all, but don't worry, you're going to be glad you took it in the future, and be so arrogant and laugh about it? Because they're in such a stage of arrogance that they know you're like a dodo bird, that they can walk right up to you and throw you in a burlap sack and cook you for dinner.
Well, that's the key. If they snuck up, you'd run. But if they just do it very calm, like, I'm going to slit your throat, you'll have nothing, I'm nothing, you're going to die. Are you ready? You're liberal? And then if they do it real calm, that's how it works. It's all behavioral psychology. Plus, they've been given dominion by God. God has given Satan dominion over the earth for a short time. This is their time. This is their season. They're psychotic killers. They're mad scientists, and they're being given their time out of the cage to do this.
So are we going to let Anthony Fauci get away with creating COVID-19 with all the documentation that we have now, and then he lies about it under oath? Are we going to let Gretchen Whitmer and the mainstream media and the Democrat Party get away with staging riots? By the way, Ted Cruz also, you had another hearing going on today, two big hearings happening at the Capitol Hill today. Ted Cruz asking about Ray Epps and if the FBI was involved in January 6th, and the FBI's response was no comment. No comment. In other words, yep, we ran the whole damn thing.
Get that clip. Wow. Light a fire under Cruz's ass. Get some results.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Live products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients, we've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This with Owen right now. Then we're going to talk about the deep state's move to trigger a civil war that they now admit we're basically already in, and everything surrounding January 6th and why they're hyping it up so much. This is really important next segment with Owen. But Owen, I have this paradoxical frustration and like anger and just a feeling I'm not doing enough, because this news is so insane, so validating, so confirming of our warnings. Then I have a sick feeling it's still happening, where Fauci, gain of function, went to the Pentagon to set up Trump at the Pentagon and DARPA to try to get them to get authorization to release it open air. It's COVID-19 in China. And then everything that's come out about that, and the fact that they're doing this, and the fact that Congress knows all this, isn't saying anything, because they know they'll get targeted by the deep state if they do. We're already getting targeted with COVID-19 and the deadly shots. So I just have such a deep feeling of pressure to take action, and I don't know more what we can do, but I know I've talked to you privately. You feel that same burning in the belly. How do we take more action without going crazy, and how does the audience take more action without getting sucked into the civil war they want?
Well, this is the ultimate conundrum, and by the way, we know that they want to set us up to blame us for a civil war, so I think we have to be on record very fervently against a civil war and against violence, which is where we've always stood, but we need to just make sure to repeat that, because we know what they're going to try to do. But when I'm watching the hearing today with Fauci and Walensky, Alex, it's the same gut feeling. Now, it's nice to see some of the members of Congress that were involved in questioning Fauci and Walensky today really start to raise hell. They brought up the VAERS reports. Stunning response from Walensky when the VAERS reports were brought up, with more than 20,000 killed by the COVID vaccine. Senator Tuberville brought that up to Walensky, and with in a double mask, Walensky with two masks on says, "Oh, those aren't vaccine deaths. Those are car accident deaths registered as vaccine deaths." I'm not even kidding you. She said that. So, I mean, when you're dealing with that amount of lies, the Project Veritas video got brought up to Fauci. He just says, "Nope, it's just not true. None of it exists." All the video from Project Veritas exposing Fauci has now been censored from Twitter, censored from Facebook, censored from YouTube. So they're desperately trying to keep this information from getting out.
By the way, I want to cover that before the martial law stuff first, because even our own crew, I'll tell you about it next segment, but yeah, the criminality of big tech censoring even Fauci hashtags when it's their own hashtag. Then Twitter is blocking and censoring people that try to share the fact that people are awake to Fauci. That is so criminal.
But think about the boldness of Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, to lie today. But it's like a multi-layered, multifaceted lie, where she says, "Oh, the 20,000 dead from the COVID vaccine in the VAERS reports, they don't actually die from the vaccine. They're dead from car accidents and all these other things," which is, of course, what the COVID numbers are, which she admitted in multiple interviews just over the weekend.
That's right. They're suddenly cleaning up all the lies they told in the past.
So they admit that only 25, they're now admitting, the CDC, that of all the COVID numbers, probably only 25% of them are actually real.
And if you said that a year ago, you got banned.
That's right. And so now they're doing this.
If you say that now, you get banned.
But now they're doing this weird reverse judo move, and they're saying, oh, no, it's not the COVID numbers that we're counting for COVID that are car accidents and everything else. Now they're saying, oh, the vaccine deaths aren't actually vaccine deaths. Those are car accidents and everything else, which is so blatantly. So what she's saying is that someone gets a vaccine and gets in a car accident and then goes and files a VAERS report. That do you realize that is so ludicrous? But they don't have the same standard. Where if somebody has a heart attack or heart failure or Guillain-Barré.
We have the insurance companies, we have the British government, the U.S. government, and others. There is at least a 40 to 60% increase in general death this year from last, and it's the shots.
I tried to look at the death rate today. I don't think they've released final conclusive numbers, but it's not looking good from what I saw.
We'll be right back.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalist deep state and their prostitute media they own and control is in massive damage control right now. If we're in a war, we were in a battle, which we are, we're basically been in stalemate, but now truth is exploding forward in a major offensive. The enemy is being routed right now on so many fronts. It's just coming in so fast, I can't even tell you all of it. We're going to try in this hour with Owen Schroyer. And then Dr. Robert Malone, just an hour ago, the interview ended with Christy Lee of InfoWars, responds to the demonization, the attack pieces, the lies, saying that mass formation psychosis doesn't exist. He responds to the Project Veritas bombshells that Fauci created COVID-19 and sought to get Pentagon involvement to release it so they could blackmail him. This is all confirmed. Just that alone is the biggest story ever on this takeover. And then we've got the head of Pfizer saying, yeah, we're going to take over your DNA with shots by law to cure you and make you pure. And we've also got national ID cards and national vaccine passport bills introduced and mainstream news going, well, we do need to lock up the unvaccinated. They're the reason the pandemic's still ongoing. But then in a parallel, they have Jake Tapper. And they have Bill Maher and all these people going, okay, you exaggerated the deaths, you fear-mongered, we need to stop the lockdown, this all needs to end. They're being given talking points as well to make you think, oh, the left is reasonable too, so there's not a total political realignment to nationalist and populist and what you'd call the Trump wing, that really is the InfoWars wing, to take over completely the Republican Party and then push out the Democratic Party. Then the Republicans split into kind of the old blue blood conservative versus the populist libertarian nationalist group. And then, of course, the swing group between those two will be Christians. And so I just want to unify it as the America First situation, but that's where we are. This is a huge historic moment. I don't just tell you stuff to make you feel good or make me feel good. I feel a seismic shift today with this Veritas bombshell and everything else happening that the enemy is collapsing. But here's the problem. They got major tricks up their sleeves. We'll talk about that with Owen Schroyer at the bottom of the hour. He's riding shotgun on a bunch of issues right now, but here's that Bill Maher clip.
But what about liberals? You know, the high information by the science people. In a recent Gallup survey, Democrats did much worse than Republicans in getting the right answer to the fundamental question, what are the chances that someone who gets COVID will need to be hospitalized? The answer is between 1 and 5%. 41% of Democrats thought it was over 50%. Another 28% put the chances at 20 to 49. So almost 70% of Democrats are wildly off on this key question and also have a greatly exaggerated view of the danger of COVID-2 and the mortality rate among children. All of which explains why today the states with the highest share of schools that are still closed are all blue states. So if the right-wing media bubble has to own things like climate change denial, shouldn't liberal media have to answer for, how did your audience wind up believing such a bunch of crap about COVID?
See that backhanded spin, Owen? Owen, you want to comment on all this? But, well, the rats are leaving the sinking ship.
And, of course, you have the Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor being just as clueless as the average street liberal out there on these issues, too, which, again, that should be red alert. Our Supreme Court Justice is a moron.
Actually, she's an evil witch that reached talking points. Here it is. Sotomayor, over 100,000 children are hospitalized in a COVID with many on ventilators. 4,000 in the hospital, none on ventilators. Brett Baer, the numbers are not 100,000. It's roughly 3,500 in hospitals now. Walensky, yes. How did Sotomayor make it on the Supreme Court?
Obama, that's how.
Keep going.
Well, and actually, the number 3,500 isn't even accurate, Alex. The number's actually closer to 300.
Well, that's because right. Almost all of them have multiple comorbidities, like holes in their hearts or other diseases, and they just say they're COVID positive.
Oh, it's not even that. This is a kid plays a soccer game and, you know, sprains his ankle, goes to get an x-ray, tests for COVID. Oh, you're a COVID case. Kid breaks his arm running on the playground. Oh, tests for COVID. He's a COVID
case. And how'd that get incentivized? From the beginning, Congress gave hundreds of billions of dollars into this, tens of billions to hospitals and clinics to say it's COVID.
Well, I'm glad Bill Maher covered that, but sadly, that's not the only poll where they poll Democrats and Republicans, and then the answers that Democrats provide are just wildly off. I mean, it's gun control stats, it's crime stats.
All the studies show liberals worldwide are, what, 9 times more likely to steal or lie, 7 times more likely to lie about giving to charity, but they don't. I mean, these are fake people.
Yeah, they're just total phonies, but we'll digress on that. I'm glad Bill Maher is calling it out. There was a Senate hearing happening today with witnesses Rochelle Walensky and Anthony Fauci, of course, both masked up. And it's run by Democrats. So the Democrats, anytime Fauci would get in a hole or anytime Walensky would get in a hole, the Democrats would run cover for them,
and
shut
Walensky's
the Republicans
ahead of the
down.
FDA.
CDC.
CDC, yeah.
The Democrats running the hearing would shut them down. But Alex, getting back to your question earlier, which is kind of more clear, I think, the way to pose this is, it's not about, I mean, yes, InfoWars is more vindicated now than ever. Okay, hey, you know what? Good for you. Good for you in the audience. You funded this operation to keep us on air. Good for Alex for sticking to his laurels and everybody here on the crew for sticking around. That's great. That's worthy of celebration, but that's not what it's about. Facts. We have facts. We have evidence. We have truth. Everything on our side. And yet there's no leverage. There's no leverage. That's the most shocking thing about this, is there's no leverage. How do we have all the facts on our side? How do we have all the evidence on our side? How do we have the reality of all these things on our side and no leverage at all? When do we get leverage? When does truth get leverage? When does common sense get leverage? When are we going to actually have consequences for all the lies that have been told?
Well, Owen, I'll tell you what's happened. They know that the hoax has collapsed. They know their fear-mongering has collapsed. They know it's no longer working, so now they're trying to back out and get out of it. But let me answer that question. It always takes time for truth to win. Lies always, as Mark Twain said, travel faster than the truth. And so as negative as things are, and as frustrating as it is, we're going to win in the end. We don't have a choice. But here's the problem. You said it. Why is this happening? Because you have the artificial system of 4 companies owning 90% of the media and Google controlling 90-some% of the search results, and they are now in live time. Look at her wearing double masks today to, you know.
Yeah, double masks.
Keep the fear going. And so the Kabuki Theater isn't working anymore, but they're just using this as a test, as you said last hour, of AI management to see if they do outrageous stuff and get away with it. So it is really a test of us to overpower their lies at the grassroots with the truth. And then the question is, how do we do that? And the answer is share InfoWars links. The answer is start your own podcast. The answer is go speak at city council and school functions. You see where that's happening. Anywhere you get a voice, put it out there, and we will bring the criminals to their knees while they try to gaslight us and say we all love tyranny, we all love endless masks, we all love poison shots, and we go out and say the opposite, they will fall. And they're scared now. They're not as arrogant as they were a year ago. They have fear in their eyes, Owen.
Well, let's take a look at one situation from last week that's already had a major impact and should be used as an example. Ted Cruz, which I give him credit for, goes on air with Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson really gives him the what for with his comments regarding January 6th. A lot of people were upset with Ted Cruz. I actually respect Ted Cruz for going on with Tucker and holding his ground, even though I disagree with what he said, obviously. At least he had the balls to do it. But what happened? Tucker didn't give him an inch. And so what has Ted Cruz had to do? Now Ted Cruz has had to go further to commit to the truth, further to the right and populism and nationalism and America first. So today he's now at a hearing with the FBI questioning the FBI about Ray Epps. So that's how this is going to go. We need more Tucker Carlsons. I mean, look, I'm neutral on Brett Baer, but here's an example with Brett Baer, who's top Fox News host. He makes the millions, and he asks Rochelle Walensky about the COVID numbers and forces her to tell the truth and admit that 75% of the COVID numbers presented by the CDC are not even COVID cases. And she admits it on television.
Stay there. The House of Cards is falling, and I agree with you that doing what Tucker did, attacking the Republican establishment to make them be more hardcore liberty people, is what won. That's why I said the attitude of Tucker Carlson makes him the most important person in the world. And we have a huge Ted Cruz clip where he did a good job today in the hearing bringing up Ray Epps and Jan 6. That's up next.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars,
We have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to hit this more next segment with Owen in detail, because this is the big deal. And people are like, wait a minute, you just said the development of COVID by Fauci, the release of it, the Pentagon confirming it, that's the big deal. But now you're saying civil war is the big deal. Now you're saying a staged cyber attack to bring down the grid is a big deal. And now you're saying open borders is a big deal. And now you're saying dollar devaluation is a big deal and inflation is a big deal. It's all the same globalist attack. It's the same people on record. It's all of it. It's like if I punch you in the face, it's not one of my fingers that did it. It's not the COVID. It's not the inflation. It's not the open borders. It's not the moral rot. It's not, you know, all the bureaucracy. It's all of it together. And I'm glad Owen's always monitoring stuff up here till in the early in the morning to late at night, because half the time he calls the studio and calls the crew and lets us know about something's breaking. I didn't know that just an hour or so ago, Ted Cruz, and that sets up the next segment on the Civil War the Democrats now say is here, which I agree, but we're going to explain why that's so important in my view. But this is Ted Cruz talking to the FBI, and like you said earlier, showing that pressure on him to come out and say January 6th was a provocateur operation, and to understand that they're trying to label the American people as terrorists through this, putting pressure on Cruz made him flip-flop over back to the people instead of being on the deep state. Now, that shows that he's trying to hedge his bets, because sometimes guys, you know, and he is really smart, with high IQs, try to be Machiavelli instead of just going with what's right. That's what I do. That's what the really even higher IQ does. I'm not bragging. It's true. But the issue here is that we can light fires under all their asses, and instead of them being scared of CNN or the New York Times, how about they're scared of their constituents, the people of America and Texas? And this is a great example, and that's why I said Tucker Carlson on last Friday is the most important person in the world, because he represents someone not wanting to be part of the power structure, but wanting to empower the people, which is truly a noble thing. That's what makes you a nobleman, Owen Schroyer.
Well, and just to kind of rephrase too, it's not necessarily about scaring them as much as getting them to realize that this is the side of good. This is a winning battle.
When I use the word scared, they're scared of the globalists. And how about they get the fear of God? What I'm saying is they better be scared of the fact that we're going to hold them accountable if they go along with this evil. Because, see, I'm going from their perspective of fear. I don't operate in fear, neither do you. But Ted Cruz is operating in fear.
Well, and that's why, again, whether it's Ted Cruz or whether it's Rochelle Walensky, people holding them to task on what's actually going on is the key. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, again, we'll play the clip from Ted Cruz, but I'm seeing liberals who are saying, oh, wow, the CDC admits that 75% of the COVID cases weren't even COVID. I mean, yeah, you've been lied to. You've been lied to. You've been tricked. You've been deceived. That's only the tip of the iceberg.
I mean, Owen, I did it untastefully. I've not told this story yet, because this would be big news if I told it. So I'll just kind of let it slip out here like you let something out in church. But I attacked Rogan 4 years ago because I knew he knew all this and I knew he wasn't being hardcore. And so I said on the phone with him and on air, you better come out against the New World Order. You know it's real, or you're an enemy and I can't believe you're an evil person. And notice it took him a year or two to get in gear. He already knew it all. Now he's bigger than ever telling the truth and winning. And I'm not trying to take the credit there, folks, but that's an example of what we just saw Tucker Carlson do to Ted Cruz, I do to Joe Rogan. And I don't say that arrogantly about my friend. I did it with a lot of pain when I did it, but I knew Joe was too important to go to the dark side, so I literally went too far, and I've apologized for that. I got really nasty in trying to get him to wake up, and it was wrong, and I'm lucky he didn't choke me out for it. But the point is, now look how good it is, and Joe's told me personally, you know, that he's just overall, it's been a very good thing, and he's very happy. Owen?
Well, and it's just time for other people, because Bret Baier doesn't like to be the leading edge. Bret Baier's very comfortable at his position at Fox News, making millions of dollars and towing the company line, and so fine. He plays a lot of golf.
But when
great.
He finally tells the truth, he's number one on Twitter. It's like, yeah, guys, you'll be number one. Save humanity. Satan's going to screw you and rob you. Join us. God wants us to have prosperity.
And now he's potentially changed the world for the better, exposing the lies from the CDC, which they'll continue to do it, but now it's been exposed. Now it's on record. So when they try to double down and lie. And my biggest fear is, and let's go to the Cruz clip before the break here, but you know, Alex, you mentioned how they have the all these tricks up their sleeve. That's totally true. That's the biggest fear, is that if we don't move against these corrupt globalists and these evil people soon enough.
They're going to hit us with their counter crises.
And it's going to happen.
They've got to be discredited. They've got to be cut off. They've got to be defeated. Just like they're trying to bankrupt us and cut us off, we got to cut them off. And look, I'll use the Wolf quote from Pulp Fiction. We're driving around with a globalist dead body in the back of the car, but we can't start celebrating yet. We got to get them in the ground. And I don't mean that as a threat. I mean figuratively from the movie.
So it's just crazy to think that we're at this point, but you've got the biological lab in Kazakhstan that they're saying, oh, no, the U.S. wasn't involved in this. Biden's guy that just got charged with treason, he wasn't involved in this. CIA wasn't involved in this. Nobody asked. That's a little suspicious. You've got the virus breaking out in China, just like the story from 2020 on the eve of the new year before an election year.
Sounds like the beginning of World War Z2. There's a leak at a lab in Kazakhstan.
But there also isn't, though. There's nothing to see here. And don't worry about the virus in China that's spreading around, too.
Virus.
So this is all going on.
Here's the Ted Cruz clip where he's talking to the FBI, and this is the key. No comment on Ray Epps. Here it is.
I want to turn to the FBI. How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence?
Guys, we got to go to break. We're going to come back. I didn't know Chelsea Manning had joined the FBI.
Is that Chelsea Manning? It looks like Chelsea Manning.
Well, all I know is she's a beautiful lady.
Hey, Alex, I mean, it's just, again, FBI, did you have any involvement in January 6th? No comment. That's a man, baby. Look at that, dude.
Yeah, a trouser snake.
That's got an Adam's apple. Seriously,
it's
5 o'clock chat.
Dudes, like, I don't hate dudes that want to be women, but like, you have to be like you're a tiny percentage of the population. Why are you like in charge of everything?
I didn't realize what was going on. It's a man.
No, it's like the new Jeopardy champions.
Yeah,
a woman.
Amy Schneider. Amy Schneider.
Have you seen like almost all the new top Olympians in the women's sports are men?
No, they had
we joked a year or two ago that like soon it'll be all men in women's sports. It is.
And it's all meant to confuse. Where I'm reading a story, it's about an Ivy League that you got a transgender man, a transgender woman, a woman that's a man but wants to go back to a woman, a man that might be a man but is a woman right now, and they're all in a pool swimming. And who do you think wins? The man! The man wins every time.
I'm going to come out here and just say it. I am a woman. Just look at my female
The female anatomy of a woman?
I mean, seriously, I look like a woman here, right? The female.
I think you should compete in female weightlifting, Alex.
I am a female.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice, first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, during the break, I was looking at a transcript of the Robert Malone interview that Chrissy Lee just finished up a couple hours ago that's going to premiere this afternoon. Big Club Summit on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. today. But we're going to play the first big excerpt where she talks about, where Dr. Malone talks about the a data drop, the Pentagon confirming gain of function by Fauci with DARPA, and so much more. That's coming up in the third hour here in about 27 minutes. We're going to have the first exclusive clips of that huge news. We are just living in an incredible time. You know, they say things are either feast or famine. Well, if you talk about exposing tyranny, we are feasting right now. And so those first excerpts that I'm going to premiere for radio and TV next hour have gone up on band.video. If you guys can put that back up. Dr. Malone responds to Project Veritas, Fauci gain of function bombshell highlights that just went up minutes ago. If you want to go find that and share that, we're going to be airing excerpts and more coming up next hour. Owen Schroyer, getting back to Ted Cruz. It's outrageous how the FBI was there. It's outrageous how over 1,000 FBI, HRT, and other paramilitaries were there, now admitted, and now, as you were saying last night on your show, please recap that. We'll play the Governor Whitmer clip as well after after this clip of Senator Cruz getting back on the straight and narrow of truth, that Whitmer admits that she helped storm the Michigan Capitol, and then we have Liz Cheney in the first impeachment funding the storming of the U.S. Capitol. So these guys' fingerprints are literally all over this. Recap what we were covering.
Well, let's just boil this down to the lowest common denominator, the simplest faction here. The representative of the FBI who was speaking in this hearing is not stupid. I mean, stupid enough to go
Chelsea
along with
Manning
evil.
Is not stupid.
Stupid enough to go along with evil, but that's not what we're talking about. They know that they're under oath, and she obviously has either some knowledge of the FBI's involvement in January 6th, or she realizes that there is a high likelihood that the FBI was involved. So she either has direct knowledge or understands the FBI was involved. That's why she says no comment, because she doesn't want to be guilty of perjury saying the FBI wasn't involved, because they either know that it's going to come out that the FBI was involved, or they're fearful that it eventually could come out despite all their efforts to keep that under wraps.
And it is coming out. And again, because Tucker Carlson and Darren Beatty and everybody else lit a fire under Chelsea Manning's butt, I mean the FBI agent's butt, they, whatever her name is, they had to then basically say no comment. So here's the clip in full.
I want to turn to the FBI.
Chelsea Manning.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered, and there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sanborn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Sir, similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post listing, seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals, in the bottom there, is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information identifying, offering cash rewards leading to information, leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. According to public records, Mr. Epps has not been charged with anything. No one's explained why a person videoed urging people to go to the Capitol, a person whose conduct was so suspect the crowd believed he was a Fed, would magically disappear from the list of people the FBI was looking at. Ms. Sanborn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, and this is not an ordinary law enforcement question, this is a question of a public accountability. Did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Thank you.
Wow. So this is blowing up in the system's face. That's why the FBI, 4 months ago, said Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and Trump did not command an attack on the Capitol because they've already checked our phones. They've already done the subpoenas. Folks, they don't need a congressional subpoena. I've already been subpoenaed. They've grabbed everything. They already know that. So they're like, leave us alone, because they know elements of the FBI control the Democrats were indeed running that attack. Owen?
Well, and actually also we had strange footage that I hadn't seen before that Taylor Hansen published last night of the pipe bomber walking around D.C., lugging his pipe bombs around, waving to a Capitol police officer. No explanation of that either. By the way, the pipe bomber still has yet to be identified or targeted. So what's going on with that?
Well, don't worry, you've been indicted, so we're safe.
Yeah, well, you know, for being in D.C. is a crime now. But that's what Merrick Garland is saying. Merrick Garland wants every Trump supporter arrested. That's what his rhetoric suggests. And then you have MSNBC publishing stories saying, well, they've got 800 of the people been arrested so far for January 6th. That's not nearly enough. We need millions of Trump supporters. MSNBC celebrating that. You know, Alex, I know this is probably a worthless plea, but again, I believe that we have to fervently stand against a hot civil war. The Democrats have already launched their hot civil war, quite frankly, but we'll say it's a cold civil war, arresting political opposition, censorship of free speech, the violent attacks against Trump supporters.
Trying to inject us with deadly poison.
Yeah, so I mean, they've already launched their cold civil war, which is really hot, but we'll say it's cold because I want to fervently be on record against civil war so that we can't be entrapped into it. But you know, I would just make this plea, and I'll try to make this short and sweet to liberals that like tuning in every day that think this is some kind of a joke. You know, it's not too late for you to save this country, because I realize something. It's actually in your hands now. You're the only thing stopping us from saving this country. It's you on the left, the liberals, that still believe all the mainstream media lies, still do exactly everything the government tells you to do.
You are destroying
everything.
Your own interests, because when the New World Order comes in, you're not going to be in the position of power you think.
Like
I mean, you're going to be in a forced labor camp, dumbass.
I don't care. I'm trash. I'm scum. Alex is trash. We're scum. We're horrible people. Fine. Whatever. It's not about that. You have to understand that this, everything you want to happen to us is going to come back and happen to you tenfold. So you have to understand, we've been divided so that we can be conquered. So the fate of America is now in your hands. You want to put away the hatred. You want to put away the belief of the propaganda. You want to accept that Big Pharma is conquering you right now. You want to accept that the lies of big government and our politicians that you used to be against 5 years ago. I don't know what happened to you. You used to be against that stuff. Now you're all in for it. So, but maybe that's what they want, Alex. Maybe they're glad. Maybe they're glad that they're going to destroy this country.
Because AI is running it. Most of these people are bots online. And then they get promotion and patted on the head when they go along with it. They're not even getting money for selling themselves out. They just get promoted on Facebook and Twitter.
I just want, just stand against tyranny. That's all I ask.
I understand. They can't do it. They're
pedophiles. I know, Alex, but you know what?
They're pedophiles. They're pedophiles.
We tried. At least we can say we tried.
Pedophile devil worshiper. Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep us on air. We'll continue to bring you the band guests. We'll continue to bring the information that no one else will touch. Keep us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. The new supplements that we have, the latest in the InfoWars Life supplement line, the vitamin D3 with calcium gummies, the vitamin C with zinc, and the whole food multivitamins, or if you buy the combo pack with all three at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I'm telling you, the vitamin D gummies, this is a great thing for your kids. They're going to love it. They're going to love the taste of the gummies. It's healthy. So that's just a great thing for kids. I mean, we could just do marketing campaigns. I think for kids, that'd be great. The calcium, good for them. The vitamin D. So that's at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So the supplements, the shirts, the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food supplies, the emergency supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support there keeps us on the air. We cannot thank you enough.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Try to put you down here on air, but I've already tried that, and that makes leftists have a spirit of failure, a spirit of being losers, a spirit of being conned, and I just think reaching out to them and asking them to not be involved in this evil thrills them like they're in charge. They're followers. They have nothing. They are nothing. They'll be nothing. They just pretend that they're powerful with the establishment while posing to the public that they're anti-establishment. We need to get the average American, the average human that can be old or young or brown or black or pink or white, whatever, to realize the globalists are enslaving all of us, and just as individuals forgetting titles, forgetting labels, to just say no to the New World Order. Because here's the articles right here. Every day, hundreds of them. Remember just a few years ago, Alex Jones is crazy, Alex Jones is a kook, oh, the left's not planning for civil war, when I had their own manuals, their own training stuff that we're going to cut off the U.S. economy, we're going to block the highways, we're going to shut the U.S. down, we're going to blow up the power plants.
We're going to crash trains.
Extinction Rebellion. It's all over the world the same people. George Soros, CIA funded. And then now, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, bigger than Dallas. NPR yesterday. Imagine another American Civil War, but this time in every state. Wow. Yeah, and it's white people. They don't get health care. They're bad because they're white. And it's a bunch of white people, 85% of NPR is white, telling us to have a race war. How about sick freaks? Unconventional warfare exercise being staged by Army in North Carolina for martial law, Charlotte Observer. Mass vaccination should end. Former UK task force chair says we should treat COVID like the flu. Oh, but you're not going to hear that on the news. Poll, 77% say American society and culture is in a state of decay. Yes, but it's by design. More articles. Politico today. We are in a new civil war. About what exactly? Is the U.S. really heading to second civil war? London Guardian came out last week. And then articles from a few years ago, a short history of Alex Jones claiming the left is about to start a second civil war. See, they know I've got their number. This is from 3 years ago. Civil war, 4 years ago, sorry. Post by right-wing radio host roundly mocked by Twitter.
Oh, but now they're publishing the headlines.
Second Civil War letters. Alex Jones conspiracy ignites a parody conflict. Talk of Civil War. America enters Alex Jones' wheelhouse. So there you go, Owen. They're lining us up to kill each other while the megabanks devalue the currency and buy up all the infrastructure. Instead of them going to prison because they own the Justice Department, goodbye, America.
No, and I know that you've always said, hey, it's worthless to try to reach these people. It's just, I just can't fathom it. It's like,
I mean,
really?
I know leftists, most of them are pedophiles. I mean, they're now, 10 years ago they weren't. They've converted to pedophilia. They love abortion, they love death, they're Satanists. You can't help them.
It's just unfathomable that these people would want to be on the side of big government, big corporations, big tech, but that's who they're allied with.
They take you trying to save them as power. They love it.
So the point is, we're not the ones.
Yeah, there's the article. Liz Cheney ran the first Capitol attack. Governor Whitmer ran the attack in Michigan, and the FBI tried to attack her. Let's talk about this latest video of Whitmer that killed over 5,000 people sending COVID patients to nursing homes. Because now Democrat states are doing it again, Owen.
So I couldn't believe this. It was actually brought up by, I forget her name. Her last name is Tudor. She's running for governor of Michigan. There's actually a couple people running for governor of Michigan that are good people. And she shared the video, and we'll share it with you right now. This is Gretchen Whitmer, yes, that Gretchen Whitmer, who helped to facilitate a riot at the Michigan Capitol, even opened the door. She had an office in the Capitol at the time, opened the doors and windows to her office to let the rioters into the Capitol. And then the images of that are also played in this video here with her doing interviews where she's bragging about how she did it. So Democrats are allowed to take over and storm capitals, whether it's Occupy Wall Street
cities.
Or everything else. Yeah, burn churches, burn cities,
but see,
riot.
They were setting up a few conservatives to do the same thing to then flip it.
But let's play the clip now because this is stunning stuff. Tudor Dixon, that's her name. Here's Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan that the FBI faked a plot to kidnap to set people up.
Here's the same FBI that ran January 6th.
Literally the same FBI agent that was the head of the field office in Detroit, then was transferred to D.C. to run that operation. But here's Whitmer. Let's see if the media wants to call Whitmer to task or the FBI wants to invite Whitmer for this that she did in 2012.
When the governor locked the public out during their attack on collective bargaining, I threw open the doors of the Capitol, and I led the resistance from my office.
And so now the crowd is chanting, let us in, let us in.
She led the resistance. And the Democrats all over the country took over capitals. There she is.
Get the fuck out of my face!
Thank you. Democrat beta test to take over the Capitol. And then we don't do it one-tenth like they did, and we're the terrorists forever, and you were outside and you get indicted.
And I want to thank Reverend Jesse James.
Here she is. So, there's the Democrat Whitmer leading the storm of the Michigan Capitol, stopping the vote from happening. No problems then, though. No FBI investigations
and
then.
And you've got a liberal British voice. How wonderful they are, battling the evil racist police, smashing down doors, demanding, oh, look at them attacking police. Oh, it's liberal. It's liberal.
And this has been the trend of the liberals for decades, Alex. For decades, whether it's Occupy Wall Street or
exactly.
Occupy
so
this.
Finally, out of a million Trump supporters, they get a few hundred to attack police. They trick another 600 to go in, and now they keep them in solitary confinement. What a sickening group of evil scum. But they think they can push this lie because they control Twitter, they control Facebook, they control it all. Look, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm exhausted. And part of me wants to go ahead and have InfoWars fail. We've done a great mission. We've changed the world. We woke up so many people. These are great crew. They're all going to be fine. They're going to go off and find new jobs. They're going to survive in this crazy world we're entering. With all the Democratic attacks and all the deplatforming and all the attacks on things that I'm announced soon to try to even take us off the radio, at a certain point, I'm a Machiavellian in that I don't follow Machiavellian ideas, but I know what'll happen. I mean, if they put me in prison or kill me, we get 10 times bigger. Now, Obi-Wan Kenobi didn't want to get cut down by Darth Vader, but at the end of the day, he had to have his people get away, so he did it. And I'm kind of reaching that Obi-Wan Kenobi moment any road we go down, we're going to win. The question is, how bad is it going to get? So I don't like getting up here telling you that here's how it works. If I don't raise a bunch of money, I will stop buying future product. I will sell out the product we've got, and then I will run us another 6-8 months, and then I'll start shutting down. And that's how this works. And that's how, and I'm not bitching at listeners. I love you. We're in the main fight. So when I say, I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get Vitamineral Fusion 50% off, get X2 50% off, and that we need those funds, we really need those funds because I spend hours a day now jacking with finances on making the decisions because I make good decisions when I'm involved. So I have to make the decisions because I'm not in La La Land. And I've got to sit there and I've got to decide what do we buy? What do we do? Because we don't have sponsors. That, you know, they harassed them and took them away from us a decade ago. We've got to decide what product to buy 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 20 weeks out in this economy, supply chain breakdowns to put money out to get product to then sell to you great people that buy and keep us on air. And so when I tell you that we're on our last legs, America's on its last legs. The siege we've been put under is the same siege you've been put under. So I get it. And I understand it. And part of me, like in a marathon, the last mile, I just want to lay down on the ground. But I'm at the same time like, no, I got to finish the race. I got to do this. And to finish the race, I got to come on air and tell you, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now if you want to stop Fauci and Bill Gates and the Democrats and the Satanists and the pedophiles and the New World Order, because we are the damn tip of the spear. And buy those products now. 3 days left on the big sale. It doesn't even matter. Look, the reason we're in so much trouble is we sell stuff on sale. We make 25% instead of 50%. You know, we sell $50 million worth of product. Well, if we don't sell it at only 20% off, 30% off, we don't make the money we need to run this. So I'm not bitching. It's just that there we are. Here we are. You want to hear us on air? You want this fight to keep going? Get great products you need in 360 Win now at InfoWarsStore.com. Final segment with Owen Schroyer. Then we got the big Robert Malone interview coming up when he responds to Project Veritas and more.
Christmas 2021 is over. But you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2, deeper crystal iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday, and your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
Well, the organized collapse of Earth has begun. And I just look around me at even people I know, like family. They even know what's happening.
Maybe I.
But their shells have a normalcy bias of living in a free, open country. And that's all going to end now. And they just want to normalize everybody dying of bio attacks and just living in this. And they want to just normalize entering a civil war while the globalists destroy the country and collapse it, have a bunch of us fight with each other. And I look at the children and I say, good, let them die, Owen. Except then I think about the children, the little children, Owen. They don't deserve this.
Well, and most of the people that are even going along with this don't even understand what they're going along with. It's like Jesus said is, you know, Lord, forgive them for they know not what they do. So you want to be forgiving because that's what the Lord calls us to do, but they really don't. They really don't understand what they're involved in. They really don't understand that their hatred for Donald Trump or for Alex Jones or whoever is just them being blinded to reality by hatred, all being foisted upon them as this group of global elite seek world domination and conquering the planet. I mean, that's what we're witnessing right now. And you just got to wonder, as how bad does it have to get before the survival instinct clicks back in, before the sense of urgency clicks in?
And the answer is, if it doesn't kick in early, most people eat can, actually. So it's actually true that they need to die. I mean, most of the public needs to die. They're not going to have kids that rally. They're not going to care about life. But the globalists actually then are the worst people, though. They should die first.
Well, here's how they look at it from a eugenics point of view is, well, if you kill, let's say, 100,000 with a vaccine, you know, that's kind of a low number, you know, all things considered on planet Earth. But, see, it's not about those 100,000. It's about what those 100,000 and their kids that are no longer going to be born and their grandkids that are no longer going to be born and their grandkids' grandkids that are no longer going to be born.
But I said the millions already dead from this.
And they can't even deny it. Today, Walensky tried to say, oh, the VAERS numbers, those are just car accidents. What? That she actually said that today, that those are just car accidents.
VAERS is the medical people reporting what happened specifically.
Meanwhile, the actual COVID numbers are car accidents and gunshot wounds.
Well, I just know this. The people like Walensky and Psaki and Fauci, I mean, I see people out there, they say we all need to die. I'm not going to go kill them. I'm not calling for attacks on them. I'm just saying you're a bunch of violent psychotics. And I say you want to lead by example and kill yourselves.
And maybe they will, Alex. You know, maybe this vaccine thing is just like the Kool-Aid for Jim Jones. And maybe they'll take it too. And they'll say that this is the great calling of the humans off the planet Earth so they can save it.
Well, did you see the president of the EU died from COVID vaccine complications? The evidence is mounting.
Oh.
Had an autoimmune disorder, just died in a month.
Mm.
He was a globalist forced inoculation guy. He's the guy helping vote to forcibly inject Germans next month. He's dead now.
Yeah, or the hundreds of soccer players that are passing out on the field and having seizures and heart attacks, dying. Yeah, You know, you see all the people mourning the loss of the life of Bob Saget. Okay, yep. But we're just going to ignore the fact he got the vaccine a month before he died. We're just not going to bring that up.
He was triple jabbed.
Yeah, so, but we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the people that may have killed Bob Saget. No, we're just going to bury our heads in the sand in that. And that's just how it is, Alex. So that's why it's, eventually this is going to hit everybody so close to home that they're going to have to accept what's been done to them. And their response after that, I mean, who knows what it'll be, but we already understand what's going on this planet. We know that there's an attempt at a global eugenics culling of the population. We know that there's an attempt of a corporate world takeover, and we don't want it. Period. We want to live our lives. We want to be in charge of our own future, our own destiny.
The biggest thing is, our listeners are sold on this, and they know it. How do we get them to realize how powerful they are to go out and speak out and wake others up and cause the chain reaction? Because, you know, so much of what I do more off-air now because of the show, but now I have more influence off-air with prominent people sending a link to this person or that link than I have on my own show. And so, it's a crazy time. Owen Schroyer, great job. You're going to be on in 2 hours with the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com. People ask, well, where are you on? We're on an InfoWars where we're still alive and well, where smart people know we're still on air, and hopefully they tell others to tune in. Thank you, Owen.
Thank you.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top 5 bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's 2 things you do for your body, it's these 2 products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, January 11th broadcast. And I've covered 4 of my stacks. And I've got another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33 stacks. And I got Owen's paper he left over here. So, we got a lot of news here. Got a lot of stuff to cover. But does it really matter? No. You want to die. You don't have a purpose. And I think Bill Gates is right. You need to kill yourself. I'm serious. I think everybody should just go blow their brains out for the earth. Burn your house down with gasoline. Do the liberal thing. No, I'm being sarcastic. But don't do that. The point is, that's who these people are. And that's what they want for you and your family. And if we don't start standing up to them, we are basically aiding and abetting these people. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to aid and abet these people anymore. I'm not going to be part of their system. I'm not going to go along with them. I'm not going to submit to them. I just can't do it anymore. Man, look at these articles I've got here. You know, I've got a little stack that's only about 1/4 inch thick about Dan Crenshaw. And And we've always known he's bad. I mean, he's as bad as they get. Because he poses as one of us, but he's not. But you know, I saw a document last night that he works for Klaus Schwab, and I thought, wow, I didn't know that. And I went and looked it up, and it's true. Wow. That's a pretty big story, isn't it? That's a new one. That's one of the stacks. And you know, here's another one right here. Bill Gates' chief advisor named one of Jeffrey Epstein's executors, because Bill Gates really owned what he was doing. That's just Bill Gates' guy. I mean, that's of course. I told you Bill Gates ran the whole Epstein operation. I told you that a long time ago. That's mainstream news now. And then we've also got a whole nother stack of news here dealing with inflation. And then the Democrats are trying to pass laws that you can't have regular guns. You've got to have smart guns that are biometric computerized systems that surveil you. We've got that article, and we have the disgraced FBI number two calls for feds to investigate, this is a quote, mainstream conservatives like domestic terror threats, because this guy's obviously the terrorist selling the country out with the globalists. And it's kind of true. We are a decadent society. We are out of control. We are lazy. We do just watch TV all day. And we don't really have a function. You know, we worship God and created art and cared about people and loved each other. That's a function. But we're taught that's not a function unless we're following the leftist law of worshiping whatever the new orthodoxy is. And so we've basically made ourselves obsolete in this process, and it's just incredible. But, alas, we have a video clip that's up on Band.video with Dr. Robert Malone that Christy Lee did right before the show started today. She did an interview that we're going to air excerpts on the War Room today, and they're going to post tonight at Band.video, where he responds to a whole laundry list of issues, including the Project Veritas report, proving gain of function, and more. That just went live, again, a little while ago. And we're also going to post that interview in the live show feed of the broadcast here today. And if you go to the live broadcast feed of the show, we talk about the really big news story that Fauci approached the Pentagon about their COVID-19 they developed and about open air release of it. And the Pentagon, at least on the surface, said, well, we're not going to do that. That's an act of war against China. But the point is that they were trying to blackmail DARPA and the Pentagon and Trump. Even Trump would have not known what was going on and wouldn't have had General Flynn in there in 2017 to say no to that, because that's right when that happened. So they weren't just going to release the weapon. They were going to have authorization from the U.S. government to do it, so we'd be the pariah worldwide when this got released. But instead now, it falls to Gates and the New World Order and the globalists and everything they did. So that's coming in at the start of the next segment. And it's a very important thing. People need to discuss it. People need to be made aware of it. People need to know about it. And that's just, again, up to us, because if we don't care enough about ourselves to stop these crazy eugenics, environmental terrorists, death cults, that's what they are, from releasing things on us like this, who then they use it to shut down the economy and lock us up and say, oh, this was good for the carbon, this is good for the earth, the animals like it, you're locked up in your house now. They even admit they did it. And if we put up with that, we deserve to die. But you know what? My 4-year-old daughter doesn't deserve to die. She didn't decide this. She didn't do this. And that's why we all have a responsibility not to go along with this and to say no. But when you see a Democrat operative high level, or when you see one of these globalist people at the NIH or the CDC, they fired all the good people in the last year who wouldn't go along with injecting children with this poison. You're literally looking at somebody that makes Charlie Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy look like good people compared to them. I mean, that's really where we are. And so it's all out in the open. It's all out in the open. They created the bioweapon. It's all out in the open. They released it. It's all out in the open. They suppressed. Oh, that's in the Pentagon documents. That the Pentagon said, oh, here's stuff that'll treat it. We know. And this is almost 2 years ago. The report on what happened. And you don't get it. I mean, that's what's so crazy. I've got some of the articles here where Twitter banned people doing screenshots and showing that the top trend last night and this morning was hashtag expose Fauci. And then even some of our own crew members did a screenshot and tweeted it, and they got suspended because you're not allowed to show people saying, hey, hashtag expose Fauci, because then you'd go back to Project Veritas. That's aiding and abetting mass murder. That's going along with the whole thing. That's signing on to historical levels of death and destruction that are simply unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely unprecedented. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back out of break with an excerpt of the Dr. Robert Malone interview. But this is an arrogant, evil, disconnected corporate world making its move on all of us. And if we don't stand up for humanity, if we don't stand up for the children, we deserve what happens to us. But the people that are carrying this out are the worst of the worst. And they are the greatest mass murderers in human history. They are the liberals. They are the trendies. They are the environmentalists. Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I will make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong, sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it. Our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I know you haven't had a whole lot of time to review the Project Veritas story, but that did just drop last night. From what you've seen of it, how credible do you think that is?
So, I think that what we may be seeing is one of two things. We either have a false flag operation aimed at Project Veritas and discrediting Project Veritas and anybody that will buy in to the Project Veritas narrative now around these documents, or we have someone at DARPA, basically throwing Tony Fauci under the bus. And it's really difficult to tell the difference between those two. There's some language in here that is almost, it's like catnip. It's so straightforward about the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, et cetera, and the risks of the mRNA vaccines, and that this has been suppressed, and talking about the Trusted News Initiative. It is so consistent with what I and many others have been saying that you have to take a pause and say, this is kind of too good to be true.
I would say that, like, I mean, does that make you a little bit more suspicious? Because it is falling right in line with everything that you have been saying. So it seems like if you were going to try and discredit a group of people and doctors, this would be a good way to try and do that.
So I had breakfast with Pierre Corey this morning, fortunately, and he's already looked at these things also. And he concurs with me that the wording here is so straightforward. But I deal with the DOD folks and Marines all the time, and they tend to be plain speaking. They are not DC bureaucrats that have spent their whole life playing kabuki theater. And in my experience, the DOD personnel that have been involved in this all the way through are not comfortable with what's going on. And they have been very clear and straightforward to me when I've spoken to them. including the colonel who was in charge of the Operation Warp Speed project for Moderna, who called me months ago, set up the Zoom, and was very, very plain spoken with me about what he observed. I've just been given authorization to read the following statement from Ron Johnson's office. Okay. Senator, Wisconsin, head of the Republican head of the Senate Subcommittee on Investigations. Quote, I've been investigating all these issues relating to the coronavirus and federal agencies' involvement in funding of gain-of-function and other dangerous research, as well as our response to COVID. I've sent dozens of oversight letters, and my investigation is ongoing. So that's the official statement at this point. Received a moment ago while we were speaking. Question. Why is all of the mainstream media reacting, including Google, reacting so strongly to this whole issue of mass formation?
Well, there's a joke going around saying, like, mass formation is a lie, they all say in unison, because that's the thing. So much of this is proving the points that you've made, even with the Trusted News Initiative. I mean, the Reuters, the AP, prove themselves.
Right. They're validating Matthias Desmet's hypotheses in real time.
You mentioned something recently about a new virus popping up in China, I believe, like a hemorrhagic fever. Can you explain to me what's going on there?
So Bannon's group is doing a lot of reporting relating to an outbreak in China. And apparently it is on the doorstep of Beijing, whatever that pathogen is. And it's been described as a hemorrhagic fever virus. Okay, so that language, hemorrhagic fever virus, translates, generally speaking, to a group of viruses that are in the same family as Ebola, or it may be there are some viruses that cause hemorrhagic fever that are mosquito-borne and are also associated with problems, you know, encephalopathy, disease of the brain. So something appears to have cut loose right before the Winter Olympics in China, and it seems to have got the leadership of the People's Republic of China reacting very, very strongly. Are they overreacting? Are they overreacting because they're concerned about the Winter Olympics being shut down and the whole political hit that would come with that? Or is there truly a new pathogen and was a threat to the world? There's no way to discern that right now. I am not in the belly of the intelligence community anymore. I don't know. They're not calling me and saying, Robert, get your team spun up. I'm now persona non grata. This merits, careful watching. That term hemorrhagic fever virus is, one that is, that is not trivial. That's not a, RNA, pneumonia type scenario. And the speculation that a hemorrhagic fever virus could have been derived from a coronavirus through selective pressure of mass vaccination, that seems to be a stretch, but viruses do a lot of weird stuff and they can evolve in a lot of different ways.
Globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser.
And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car, in your house, that also are on the site, InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free, at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls you were free, works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts, way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work. They work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Took office a little over a year ago, federal officials met to decide how they were going to distribute the new COVID vaccines. If you'll think back, you'll remember that December of 2020 was the deadliest month to date in the COVID pandemic. More than 65,000 Americans had died that month. People were very afraid of the virus then. There was no treatment protocol for it. Vaccines seemed like the only hope. So the meeting was very significant. The CDC's chief medical officer, a person called Kathleen Dooling, unveiled her plan to distribute the vaccines nationally. She began by acknowledging that older Americans indeed faced the greatest risk, as everyone understood. So logically, if you wanted to save as many Americans as possible from dying, you would give preference the very first shots to people over 65. That's the obvious policy. It might be the only morally defensible policy. But there was a problem with doing that, she explained. Older Americans were too white. As Dooling put it, quote, racial and ethnic minority groups are underrepresented among adults age 65 and older. And this meant, according to Dooling, they could not be allowed to get the first COVID shots, whether they needed them or not. So instead, Dooling recommended giving priority to a group the government started calling essential workers. Their main qualification was not that they were essential, but they were less white than old people. So that's what the CDC went with. Its panel overwhelmingly approved Kathleen Dooling's recommendation. None of this got a lot of notice at the time, but it was a major change. Never in American history, modern history in any case, has the federal government made it official policy to withhold life-saving medical treatment from Americans on the basis of their skin color. But that's exactly what the CDC did. Those most likely to die of COVID had to wait weeks until their vaccines were approved. How many of them died in the meantime as they waited? No one kept track of those numbers because nobody seemed to care. And because nobody cared, the trend continued. Race had become a deciding factor in the distribution of critical health care in this country. Several states made it explicit. Whites would go last in the COVID vaccine queue, regardless of need. The state of Vermont did this, so did the state of Montana. And then the moment he was declared president-elect, Joe Biden made it official. A concept called equity, a kind of hyper-aggressive, racially hostile affirmative action, would form the basis of everything the new administration did, beginning with COVID policy. Here's Biden before even being sworn in last year.
I want to be very clear what my priorities are for distributing this emergency aid swiftly and equitably. Our focus will be on small businesses on Main Street that aren't wealthy and well-connected, that are facing real economic hardships through no fault of their own. Our priority will be Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses, women-owned businesses.
So you'll notice the assumption in that sentence, which undergirds all the assumptions behind the administration's equity policy, and that is that non-white means poor and non-white means less healthy. As a factual matter, that's certainly not true across the board. It's not even close to true. In fact, the highest income groups in this country are not white. But they've run with it. And he made good on that promise. In its first year, the Biden administration awarded billions of dollars in COVID relief, for example, to black farmers purely on the basis of their skin color. Race was the only criterion. Now, doing that was illegal, obviously. It violated all kinds of federal laws, and a federal court soon struck it down. But the White House didn't stop. They accelerated. And they applied that same standard to everything, very much including the allocation of health care. Health care for all, that was the slogan for generations. The new slogan under the Biden administration was health care for favored groups. And those policies continue tonight. They're legal, they're immoral, and yet they are all but ignored by the media and, by the way, by Republican lawmakers. Several weeks ago, for example, the Food and Drug Administration released a fact sheet on a monoclonal antibody called sotrovimab. Sotrovimab is at this point the only monoclonal antibody treatment that is proven effective against the latest variant of the coronavirus. The FDA provided guidance for physicians in all 50 states, telling them how to determine which patient should get this treatment, this critical treatment. Physicians, the FDA explained, should consider, quote, race and ethnicity as they administer treatments. And so physicians are doing that across the country. In Utah, COVID patients are triaged by a scoring system that determines whether or not they qualify for these potentially life-saving antibody treatments. Look at this chart. It shows the scoring system. You'll notice that race often counts more than physical health. The state of Utah, for example, gives 2 points to anyone simply for not being white. You win if you're not white. If you have congestive heart failure at the same time, you get 1 point. So if you're a white congestive heart failure patient, that's not enough for you. It's the same story in Minnesota. Minnesota awards 2 points to so-called BIPOC patients. That means anyone who's not white. If you have high blood pressure and you're 60 years old, you get 1 point. So tough luck for you. Imagine if that was one of your parents. It is one of someone's parents. In New York, writes Aaron Sabarium in a shocking new piece for the Washington Free Beacon, quote, racial minorities are automatically eligible for scarce COVID-19.
And let's just be completely clear. I'm not some white knight or white savior defending people that aren't white from this. Poor people of every color are not the ones doing this. It is the globalist, dirtbag, leftist scum. And I'll just be honest with listeners, because that's the only thing I got is honesty. I was so pissed off at the 15 after break that I had to go off air. Because seriously, when I blow up and yell and scream and all that stuff, that's real. And sure, it's popular and it goes viral, but it's something I can't do. And so that's why more and more I just leave. Because I'm not going to blow up on air. I'm just going to leave. And I think finally today, when your engine heats up too much, I'm going to take a week off today. I won't be back for a week. Let everybody know I'm leaving. I'm going to leave after the show today, and I'm not coming back for a week. It doesn't matter the biggest news ever is breaking. It doesn't matter everything we said is coming true. I know what's coming next, and I have to not be on air for this. And I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I can be like the last line of defense and Mr. Patriot and all this stuff, but, I mean, this is a big deal to me, the end of America, the end of the world, total depopulation. I mean, the collapse of our civilization. This is not something I can just sit up here on air and talk about like I'm – Madden or something doing NFL coverage. I just cannot do this. And I'm constantly thinking about how do I go protest? How do I go do a sit-in? What do I do that's nonviolent to stop these people? What are the forms of nonviolent action I can take? And, you know, I mean, just folks, I mean, we are inside the takedown of the United States of America. We are inside the world government takeover. I mean, Joe Rogan didn't need to be told about this. I was having dinner with him 2 days after, like a few weeks ago, Harrison Smith was denied health care because he was white with COVID on video. He shot video. And Joe's like, yeah, that happened to my buddy. And my point is that's how widespread this is. And it's not like I'm like, I'm white. They're after white people. Screw the black people. It's the government and the technocracy doing it to make us kill each other. My God, how obvious is that? This is ridiculous. It is so sick. I've studied history, folks, and there's never been a tyranny like this. There has never been anything like this before. That's why all the scientists I talk to, and I agree with them, say this ain't human. I mean, the sophistication, the evil, the commitment, the mathematical symmetry of it, the way it's just like, you know, you're getting screwed by something big. And I don't care what damn color you are, you better get your under satanic attack and you better resent it and reject it and call on God to deal with it. But I gotta take some time off and recharge my batteries and get close to God, because I'm not going to just blow up on air.
Every everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are on our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Why do my enemies hate me so much? Why do the globalists hate you so much? Why do they hate America so much? Because it's an idea of freedom that their tyrannical system that they're pushing cannot coexist with. It's very, very simple. For their world government, their anti-human, post-human, eugenic system to flourish, freedom and liberty and due process and justice and God-fearing systems must fail. So sure, you didn't start a fight with Bill Gates. You didn't start a fight with David Rockefeller. You didn't start a fight with the UN. They started a fight with you. And they're not going to back down, and they're not going to go away, and they're not going to ever stop their attacks until they have the fear of God put into them. But the average person still doesn't even know about the New World Order or about globalism or about corporate fascism. And it's not until people understand that and that we're under attack that we have any chance of beating these people.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
3 very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We say grace.
We say grace.
We say man, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. What poetry is that?
We came from the West Virginia.
Now, the reason I'm so mad is watching humanity put up with these sacks of wannabe elitist garbage, treat us like animals, and disrespect us. It pisses me off. And you know, as mad as I am at the globalist, I get so mad at humanity, including myself, that I'm not strong enough to just overthrow these people now.
I mean, people think like, oh, Jones, you got last night, 10 o'clock at night, Project Veritas drops all these documents. I spent 2 hours reading them, confirming all the other documents that Fauci created the weapon and then released it on us and killed so many people I know, almost killed my father. And then he sits there and he sits in Congress and he's not dead. Fuck these people. That's all I'm telling you is, I want you awake. I want you angry. I want you to stop rolling over to these people. And then I look at sacks of filth, traitors against humanity, enemies of everything good. I look at people like Dan Crenshaw, this sack of garbage. And he makes me want to throw up. This morning I got up at 5 a.m. and Eddie Bravo sent me a group text to me and Joe Rogan of this guy. And I saw him with Klaus Schwab, one of his graduates of his globalist group. And I thought, that's got to be fake. So I went and spent an hour and I went to the Davos Group website. And he is an alumni of Klaus Schwab and the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order on their website 10 years ago. Of course, he's an agent of the enemy. And then that made me think, up there with the Lord Rothschild and with Soros' son, the same class with Mark Zuckerberg. God help us. God help us. And Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm not going to say just because you went to your evil, your fruits are what matters. She's been better since she was out of it, but who knows? I don't trust her. But him, he has been, and Alexander Soros, they have proven who they are. And so I did some research. And you remember a couple weeks ago, I didn't cover it then, because Dan Crenshaw, everybody here knows he's a bad guy. He's not worth our time. We got bigger fish to fry. But he's a microcosm of what dishonor equals. What you don't want to be. And I saw that clip a few weeks ago, him at an event with thousands of people going, the Freedom Caucus actually votes Democrat. They can't be trusted. I vote conservative. Total lie. He votes for the Democrats most of the time. You go look at his voting record. He attacks Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gozer, all these great people. Jim Jordan, you name it. And he's up there. We'll play the clip. Me and Mr. Tough Guy with his eye patch and all the rest of it, sitting back, telling everybody, you know, you can't trust the Freedom Caucus. Their voting record's not good. They got a bunch of lip service, but they don't really do anything. And then I got all the articles right here in the clips. Spent an hour of my time this morning. I'll never get back researching before I talked about this right here. He attacked the Freedom Caucus directly and said they were grifters and had bad voting records and that his was better. When that's the, go look it for yourself. Don't believe me. It's the opposite. He's the bad guy, obviously. He's got puff pieces all over Politico, the New York Times, saying how great he is. No need to look at the voting record. I mean, you know he's a piece of filth. But go look at the record. It's bad. Gun control, red flags, all, you know, don't question, you know, the election. I mean, you I mean, I didn't know they stacked garbage this high, ladies and gentlemen. And then it gets worse. He told the Texas newspapers, I've got the articles right here, that it was a conspiracy theory, that he never said the Freedom Caucus were grifters or that his voting record was better. When he's on video saying it. What? I mean, I would expect if I lied to you one time, you'd hate me, and I'd hate me too. I never lied to you. I never lied to you. And I have to look at this piece of filth, work trained by Klaus Schwab, crapping on us all day. Ah, God, I'm sick of it. Oh, and he's the biggest insider trader in Congress. God, I hope God deals with him. So here he is a few weeks ago lying about the Freedom Caucus, the tip of the spear for this country in Congress, lying about them and saying they're frauds when he's a fraud. Here he is.
Supporting these two. There's actually other veterans in Morgan's race. There's other front runners. But why support these two? Well, because I've been in Congress for almost 3 years now. There's two types of members of Congress. There's performance artists, and there's legislators. Now, the performance artists are the ones that get all the attention. They're the ones you think are more conservative because they know how to say slogans real well. They know how to recite the lines that they know that our voters want to hear. Let me tell you guys something. In the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, when Republicans were in control, when every single time we were voting on Donald Trump's agenda, who do you think was at the top of that list voting with Trump, and who do you think was at the bottom? A lot of names you would recognize are at the bottom of that list. A lot of names you would recognize are at the top of that list. Number two is, it's probably going to make you cringe a little bit, it's Adam Kinzinger. Voted with Trump on
just shut it down at that point. None of that's true. He doesn't name names because he's a lying globalist criminal. Yeah, he works for a foreign multinational corporate crime syndicate, not a government intelligence agency, a corporate UN Bill Gates crime syndicate. Let me show you. So here's the articles. MSM. Oh, Representative Dan Crenshaw says grifters and performance artists exist among conservatives. Oh, really? No, he said the Freedom Caucus are con artists. Texas GOP Representative Dan Crenshaw causes uproar after warning of grifters, liars inside his party. And then he goes on and says, oh, I didn't mean the Freedom Caucus, even though he attacked them. Houston Republican Dan Crenshaw says conservatives can't afford to ignore climate change. Oh, yes. And then we've got all the articles with him for red flag laws, get rid of your due process. And we've got him right here in the same class as Alexander Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Lord Rothschild, all of them right there. Isn't he just special? Isn't he just special? Here's the full shot from their website. Here it is. Oh, there they all are. Oh, Macron, the new puppet president of France under martial law. Isn't it all just liberal? The young global leaders of Klaus Schwab. Isn't that just nice? He doesn't want you to know about that while he sits there and tells you that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gozer and they're the problems. That's right. It's not him. Oh, it's not Bill Gates' chief science officer running the Jeffrey Epstein Foundation. As I told you years ago, he ran the whole Epstein operation, and now it's in the New York Post that Bill Gates ran and is the subsidiary, and that the officer that works for Bill Gates as his chief officer is the head of the entire operation. How many times I tell you that, and now it's there. Uh-huh. Oh, but Dan Crenshaw, the insider trader, he's a tough guy. He's a real man. He's a Navy SEAL. Nothing against Navy SEALs, because there might be a few good ones out there. I know a few of them that are nice guys. But most of them are political globalists that signed on to the takedown of this country. And that's who Dan Crenshaw is. But you heard him. He said, oh, I've got the conservative voting record. These other people don't. But he didn't name names, did he? Because he's like a lawyer. He's a lying snake. You're the graduate of Klaus Schwab's criminal Legion of Doom, Mr. Tough Guy, with the whole corporate media behind you. You think you're screwing everybody over. You think you're smarter than everybody. You're pushing the deadly vaccines. You're pushing it all. Crenshaw, you are a loser. You are a disgrace to America. And you will burn in hell. You will burn in hell. I know you love the establishment. You love the system. You think it's so good to have them. I love my persecution. I love the attacks on me compared to being worshipped by the pedophile world government, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates system that you came out of. Crenshaw was literally born out of the ass of Klaus Schwab.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, a little bit earlier, I mentioned that Dan Crenshaw is amongst the most corrupt in Congress when it comes to insider trading, which Pelosi and he and others declare they're allowed to do. But is that really the case? No, I'll say it. Dan Crenshaw and Nancy Pelosi beat S&P 500 bigly. There's only in all of Congress a few people ahead of him. John French Hill, Brian Mast, but he's tied with Nancy Pelosi and Dan Crenshaw. In fact, Crenshaw's a micron ahead of her. So Dan Crenshaw is ahead of Nancy Pelosi when it comes to insider trading and record profits. Wow, that is a record you really don't want, because you got to stay up 20 hours a day, even with insider knowledge, with this list of scammers to get that high. That's why I own no stock when the Democrats have sued me literally 40-something times. They're like, where's the secret stock? Where's the secret money? Where's the secret deals? I'm like, ha, 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 you didn't get it, did you? There's no money. It all goes to the war. It's a stab to you. It's a weapon. It's not your little pedophile ass-kissing system. It's your destruction. It's the weapon. That's what it is. Not little Crenshaw with his little patch acting tough up there, all, oh, with the establishment screwing everybody over and waddling around and talking about how tough he is all day. That's not our mission. Our mission is to ignite the human awakening. Our mission is to crush the New World Order. Our mission is to launch the next level of human exploration into the interstellar realm. And we will succeed in all the frauds and all the fakes and all the New World Order pumps and pimps and minions like Dan Crenshaw and Barack Obama and Joe Biden will be defeated. Because they already know they sold out to evil. They already know they're frauds. They already know. But they believe in their heart of hearts that if they can just dominate us, if they can just enslave humanity and attack our families and attack our children and sacrifice enough children and put enough people on fentanyl and brainwash enough people and put enough 5G up and cause enough cancer, that somehow they'll be elevated from the lowest of the low. But no amount of medals and no amount of pageantry will ever lift them above the level of what they are. Because you could stick a little flag in a pile of dog shit and say that it was a filet mignon. It's not. And so they can put little, they can dress up who they are all day long. They can fluff themselves up and wear royal robes and strut around. God hates them. And whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's Hillary Clinton or whether it's Lord Rothschild or whether it's the Queen of England, they are cut off from God for eternity and they will be destroyed. The only question is, will we let them drag us into that spider hole with them? We will let all their brainwashing and all their fear and all their garbage do that, or will we stand firm now for humanity and say no? Choose wisely, because all you've got in this universe is your choice, your free will. You know, when I take off, I always come back stronger. And I want to be on air. I just don't want to be mean. So we'll see if I'm back tomorrow. But I probably won't be able to. And I got to decide to do what to do with InfoWars, where we're going to go from here. Some big decisions. I'll try my best. All right. Paul Joseph Watson from his Britannic Majesty's London, England. I mean, that's where that badass Prince Charles lives. Whoa! He's about to take over.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever. And 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever. And it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula. And what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this. And what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing. And it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Real live, it is the Summit News Hour on this 11th of January 2022, and we are going to talk about the big outrage, the big scandal currently unfolding in the United Kingdom, which again is complete hot air, complete misdirection, complete nonsense. News of yet another garden party piss up at 10 Downing Street involving potentially the Prime Minister, at least 100 of his staff, violating lockdown rules during the first lockdown when everyone else was told they couldn't see their parents, when they couldn't go out. Another one of those instances has been revealed. Everyone's up in arms about it. The same media that's dehumanized, discriminated against, monstered unvaccinated people, which should be the real outrage, is telling them to be outraged over this Downing Street party that took place nearly 2 years ago. Our impulses once again are being redirected. I'm going to get onto that though in the second segment, because first I want to talk about this. Basically, a lot of indications suggest that the pandemic is finally coming to an end and that it is becoming endemic. But they don't really want you to talk about that. The technocrats are loath to relinquish their grasp on this smorgasbord of tyranny, power and control that they've enacted, that they've exploited as a result of this pandemic. Yet the facts are the facts. Daily Mail headline, COVID is now killing half as many people per day as a bad flu year. No, don't say that. As experts say, pandemic will be on the brink of becoming endemic after Omicron wave subsides. Daily COVID deaths, again, this is in the UK, are currently running at less than half the expected rate in a bad flu year. Oh, what? So now it's really just the flu, bro? Mail Online analysis suggests, as experts claim UK is finally on the brink of beating the pandemic, there are growing calls for number 10 to learn to live with COVID. No, don't say that. We need to be like New Zealand and Australia, where they find a bunch of like three outbreaks and panic and lock down entire cities of 500,000 people. Right now, just 130 people dying from coronavirus every day in England. But what is believed to be the peak of the Omicron outbreak compared to 1,300 last January? Bear in mind the esteemed government experts of Sage, who have been relied upon and trusted before every single lockdown in the United Kingdom, their much trusted advice that has turned out to be spectacularly wrong and inaccurate on every single occasion. Before this Omicron wave, as little as a month ago, they were saying there'd be 3,000 to 5,000 deaths from Omicron, which has basically turned out to be a cold, in the UK every single day. Right now, on average, it's 130 a week, or a day, sorry, on average. They said it'd be 3,000 to 5,000. Not just a little bit wrong, quite a long ways wrong, and yet these people are still in positions of power. Daily deaths have barely moved since the start of autumn, despite infection rates more than quadrupling over the same time. Obviously, this is Omicron. It's much weaker. It's becoming endemic. And they compare it to a bad flu season, which we had in 2017-18, where there were more than 400 influenza deaths per day. Yes, flu does still exist. Remember when they told us a year ago that flu had ceased to exist? Well, apparently it's back. And it's even worse than Omicron. So we had 400 influenza deaths per day during the bad flu season in 17-18. We've now got fewer than half of people dying. Omicron is making the coronavirus become endemic. Telegraph reports, time to live with COVID and treat virus like the common cold, says welcome. This is Britain's biggest independent funder of medical research, which says the restrictions can no longer be medically or economically justified. We've still got these restrictions in place. We've still got vaccine passports for some venues. We've still got mask mandates in schools that are literally stunting kids' cognitive development. All still in place. And yet Britain's biggest independent funder of medical research has called for coronavirus to be, quote, treated like the common cold. I mean, this is some dangerous anti-vaxxer style medical misinformation, if ever I heard it. From the biggest funder of medical research in Britain. How dare they? Welcome, whose director, Sir Jeremy Farrar, quit the government Sage committee last autumn, will invest the cash over the next decade to help combat new COVID variants. I'm sure they've got plenty of those lined up. But he said, I don't think it can mean going back into regular lockdowns because it's just not economically viable. We don't do that for the flu. We don't do that for the common cold. Yeah, this is what we were saying 18 months ago, and finally now it's in the mainstream media. This headline from Summit.News, CDC admits over 75% of COVID deaths were people who had at least four comorbidities. What? Oh, my God. Nobody was talking about this 18 months ago. Oh, yeah, everyone was. But now the CDC admits it, so now we're allowed to talk about it. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky acknowledged that over 75% of COVID deaths were people who had at least four comorbidities and were unwell to begin with. You mean COVID predominantly just kills old people who are already ill? No! We knew that from the start. And yet we had these polls. And I think I mentioned it in this article right at the end. They conducted a poll, this polling firm, Keck CNC, at the end of summer 2020. When the actual number of people in the United States who had died from coronavirus was less than 155,000 at that time, summer 2020, this polling firm found that on average, people in America, the average American, thought that it had killed 9% of the population, which would equate to 30 million people. That was in summer last year. proving once again mass formation psychosis, which of course the fact checkers have said is now a conspiracy theory, just like they said the Wuhan lab leak was a conspiracy theory. You can trust them. But the CDC is now acknowledging the overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%. Other barometers of this, by the way, say it's over 95%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really, these are people who are unwell to begin with. Now we're allowed to talk about it because this CDC individual's talking about it, even though we knew about it 18 months ago. But this has led to some panic. Daily Skeptic reports coronavirus is nowhere near endemic, says WHO. World Health Organization has warned people not to think that it might be about to end. Don't, quote, rely on external forces being placed in order to maintain that stability. So the WHO, with all the power, prestige and control that it's enjoyed as a result of this pandemic, seemingly doesn't want it to end. Guess who else doesn't want it to end? It's the media. Video, CNN panics over more people beginning to ignore COVID fear propaganda. Again, could it be coming to an end? Could life be going back to normal? No, please don't say that. Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy expressed disbelief and horror that more Americans are beginning to live with their lives normally again. How dare they? After 2 years of media-driven pandemic panic and fear, Stelter asked the question, is the media out of touch with the public about COVID? Yeah, the media is out of touch with the public about everything, you fool. Darcy added, I think this is an issue because if people are tuning out what's going on in cable news, again, the horror, people tuning out of CNN to get some news on the pandemic that's actually fair and balanced. How dare they? The general population, you know, they're just, you know, ignoring everything and living their lives. What? They're not sat in their bedrooms cowering in the corner watching CNN afraid to go out while wearing 10 face masks. How dare they? And we're really not getting the information that they need to them. So these are the beginnings of the signs that not only is the pandemic coming to an end with Omicron, nature's vaccine, but the media, for them, the pandemic is not coming to an end. They refuse to let go because of massive increases in ratings, massive increases in corporate advertising and sponsorship, and of course, massive increases in power when it comes to trying to determine the narrative, shut down dissenters, censor, ban, deplatform their competition via the forum of social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc. So the science kind of suggests that it's coming to an end, but the WHO, the technocrats and the media, the likes of CNN, are loath to let that reality take hold. We'll be back on the other side. Summit.news. Don't go away.
If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in, and that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday, and your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Scandal in the UK as of right now is yet more revelations of Downing Street insiders, government bureaucrats, hosting private garden parties at which 100 people were invited, dozens at least attended, back in May 2020 during the first lockdown when people couldn't see their parents, people couldn't see their elderly relatives, their loved ones. Impositions on their liberty across the board, of course. They could, at one point we were told we couldn't sit on a park bench with another person. Meanwhile, throughout that entire time, the government were having private piss-ups in the garden at 10 Downing Street with absolute wanton abandon. Now, is that shocking? Is that an outrage? Yes. Is it a surprise? No. But again, this is about the media redirecting our impulses to tell us what to be outraged about when there are two dozen other things that are more important. Let's go to the video now. This is the Downing Street piss-up. Here is the clip. I'll come back after and talk about it, but here it is.
Calls are growing for Boris Johnson to quit after it was revealed that Downing Street hosted a bring-your-own-booze party in May 2020 when the rest of the population was under lockdown. At a time when Brits were ordered to avoid their own family members, 100 government staffers were invited by email to attend the rule-breaking bash. Now, obviously, people have every right to be outraged over this. But where have you been for the past 18 months? Why are you angrier over a garden party piss-up than the utter devastation lockdown and corona restrictions have had on our society? Because the media says this is what you're allowed to be outraged about? The same normies up in arms about this dutifully clapped the NHS for months on end, even while hundreds of thousands of people were being denied critical cancer screenings and other treatment. There was still plenty of time for those TikTok dance routines, though. Many of those people who were denied treatment subsequently died or are now dying.
Where was the outrage then?
These same people slavishly supported school closures, social distancing and mask mandates that literally left children cognitively stunted. They cheered for communist-style lockdown measures that resulted in soaring mental health problems, alcoholism, an atomization. Where was the outrage then? You all bowed, genuflected and complied, while livelihoods were being ruined as small businesses, pubs, restaurants all went bust. You said nothing. You went along with it as families were torn apart at Christmas. That's what you should have been outraged about, but for the past 2 years, you vehemently lobbied for all of that. Now you're mad because some bureaucrats got drunk at a garden party. Give me a break. We tried to warn you from the beginning when it became clear that those making the rules weren't following them. Professor Neil Ferguson, whose notoriously inaccurate modelling was the foundation for the first lockdown, spent much of the first lockdown travelling back and forth across London to shag his married mistress in complete violation of it. He didn't take it seriously, and he was the one claiming that 500,000 people would die without lockdown. This was revealed in the same month that this garden party took place, May 2020. Where was the outrage then? That's when we were making the point over and over again. If this virus was so dire, so deadly, that it required the unprecedented action of placing millions of healthy people under de facto house arrest, why were the very same people making those claims and then making the laws to enforce it so blasé about not following the rules themselves? We made that point until we were blue in the face. And where was the outrage then? No one listened. They all just kept feverishly demanding the very same people impose more restrictions on them. Lock me down harder, Daddy! In fact, the people most peeved about Boris and friends violating lockdown only want him gone so they can vote in another government that would have locked us down to an even harsher degree. Where's the outrage over vax passports? They're infinitely more odious and more dangerous than Boris and pals having a naughty knees. Yeah, he introduced them with barely a whimper of dissent. Where's the outrage over unvaccinated women in Scotland being denied IVF treatment? Literally banned from breeding over a medical choice. Where's the outrage over the unjabbed being vilified, brazenly discriminated against and openly dehumanized as some kind of animal underclass? A demonization campaign spearheaded by the same media that tells us to be outraged about this instead. There are 24 different things to be more outraged about. Things that actually matter. Yeah, as per usual, our impulses are being redirected by mass social engineering. And the normies fall for it every single time. So again, the media in the United Kingdom has absolutely no right to claim the moral high ground on anything, has absolutely no credibility when it comes to deciding or nudging what people should be outraged, defended over, when they've overseen the biggest cover-up of the major issues relating to coronavirus. Number one, the lab leak, which they colluded with social media to claim was a conspiracy in the early days. And then the complete vilification, demonization of people who choose not to take the vaccine, which is far more of an outrage by a factor of 10,000 than some government bureaucrats having a lockdown violating garden party. I'm sorry, but it just is. I mentioned it briefly there as well. Lockdown, which the media lobbied for vehemently, which the journalists asked no harsh questions of government bureaucrats at every single press conference for the past 18 plus months. Lockdown is a creation of the media. That's why you saw all those polls with huge numbers of people supporting it, at least for the first year, because they were completely brainwashed and socially engineered by the media to do so. They have zero credibility. People should be outraged about the devastating impacts of lockdown. For example, 740,000 urgent cancer care referrals in the UK missed because of lockdown. And as the cancer expert Richard Sullivan, Professor Richard Sullivan said, the missed health screenings because of cancer and all these other horrible illnesses are going to cause, over the next 5 years, more deaths than deaths from coronavirus itself. That is a way bigger issue. That's a real issue, a real matter that people should really be outraged about. But because the media redirects their attention in unison, it's a side issue and nobody really cares about it. Meanwhile, Twitter pushes fact check claiming there is no evidence of mass formation psychosis. Yes, the fact checkers have spoken, Of course, this was after Dr. Robert Malone's appearance on Joe Rogan, in which he said that the response to coronavirus, especially from the population, this manic zeal, this feverish relish for lockdown restrictions, for mask mandates and so on, for a leader to push them in that direction, for it not to be questioned, all the clear signs of mass formation psychosis. But Reuters, on whose board sits a Pfizer board member, by the way, says there's just no evidence of it. I mean, it's not as if the UK government literally admitted to using, quote, totalitarian tactics of behavioral psychology and mind control to push the population into supporting the first lockdown, when their own actuaries, their own studies beforehand, suggested that without that mass propaganda campaign, it wouldn't have worked. It's not as if they literally admitted that in their own documents, and people have written books about it months and months ago, is it? Oh yeah, it is, but they didn't include that on the fact check. And in fact, one of the experts quoted in the fact check admitted that governments do, quote, use nudge, encourage and cajole and motivate people to do the right thing, otherwise known as social re-engineering, otherwise known as propaganda. So the very guy they cite in issuing this fact check disproves the fact check itself. Incredible. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So, of course, they banned Dr. Robert Malone at the back end of last year off of Twitter. He then goes on the Joe Rogan show, which has, an audience six times the size of CNN, talks about mass formation psychology, this idea that the population's hypnotized, brainwashed to slavishly not only comply with, but lobby for their own imprisonment. And then we get the leaders that dutifully follow through on that. They banned Dr. Robert Malone, so he can't respond to it. Then they trot out their fact checkers, the same people who said that the Wuhan lab leak was a conspiracy theory, even as Dr. Anthony Fauci was trying to cover it up for his friends. They trot out the same people to say that mass formation psychosis is just another conspiracy theory. We fact-checked it. It's not happening. Now, they cited an individual, Jay Van Bavel, who in his work admitted that governments do indeed use behavioral psychological brainwashing to nudge people into compliance, into mass subservience, which is what happened in the UK and which is what these government bureaucrats had to admit to. Was later part of Laura Dodsworth's book called A State of Fear. She got the documents proving that they, quote, used totalitarian tactics of psychological brainwashing and mind control to socially re-engineer the British public into acquiescing to, into submitting, caving in to lockdown restrictions, which they otherwise would have never have done. And what was one of the main methods of ramming that through? Over-exaggerating the threat posed by COVID-19. Which is why we saw those polls that I talked about again in the earlier segment, where, for example, in America, the average American in summer 2020, when 155,000 people had died of coronavirus in America, thought the actual number was 30 million because the threat of the virus had been grossly over-exaggerated by governments as part of this mass formation psychosis method of control, of ensuring that people complied and submitted on a giant scale. So again, for the fact checkers, who at this point are basically no more than, Winston working in the Ministry of Information in 1984, they literally use the guy who admits that they use mass formation psychosis and behavioral psychological mind control and manipulation as part of the fact check to say it doesn't exist. Incredible. Many Twitter users, this is reclaimthenet.org, by the way, Twitter fact check mass formation psychosis. Many users highlighted the irony of quoting an expert who supports the use of behavioral nudges to manipulate people's behavior in a fact check that claims there's no evidence of mass formation psychosis, a theory that suggests people can be hypnotized and led anywhere. Jack Posobiec tweeted, it's just psychological behavior nudging, totally different. Translation, the same experts media who are credibly accused of creating, enabling the mass formation psychosis would like to assure us that no such reality exists. That was John Ziegler of Meteorite senior columnist. And exactly, these are the same fact checkers who said the Wuhan lab leak was a dangerous racist conspiracy theory, even as Dr. Fauci was covering up the very real probability that coronavirus came as a result of the leak from the Wuhan lab. But again, mass formation psychosis, government psychologically manipulating their own populations, doesn't exist, isn't happening. Oh, and by the way, the Financial Times reports, PSYOPs are a crucial weapon in the war against disinformation. They talk about Sweden using psychological operations in the context of coronavirus to convince their own population of the official narrative behind coronavirus, which, of course, at the start of the pandemic was that it was this gigantic threat. A piece of propaganda which they now admit was over-exaggerated because they were desperate for people to comply. So they're, on the one hand, they said they fact-checked it and said it doesn't exist, and yet then yet today the FT is literally reporting Swedish government using PSYOPs against their own population in the context of coronavirus. Oh, and by the way, all the questions about the Wuhan lab leak, about the vaccine side effects, about COVID passports, all that information, all that dissent is being sown by the Russians. Yes, they've dragged back from the dead that zombie conspiracy theory of the Russian government being behind everything that undermines the official narrative behind coronavirus. Of course, citing a conspiracy theory that doesn't exist to justify extinguishing information that they deem to be a conspiracy theory, when the actual conspiracy theory is this idea that the Kremlin is behind everything when it clearly isn't. I don't think the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin is responsible for all those footballers mysteriously and suddenly collapsing, some of them dying in the middle of football pitches, is it? Is that some kind of deep fake technology that the Kremlin has created to make us think that all these footballers are just mysteriously suddenly collapsing at the height of peak physical condition? Or is it actually happening? But again, they say it's a fact check. They say that this never happened. Governments never brainwashed their populations. And yet we know for a fact that they did. To over-exaggerate the virus to make them comply. And on that subject, headline out of summit.news, Professor, COVID survival rate for under 20s is 99.9987%. Now, bear in mind, this was before the vaccines were rolled out. So this is unvaccinated people who catch COVID. This is their infection fatality rate. Under the age of 20, 99.9987%. Bear in mind that governments across the West are desperately lobbying and in many countries making it mandatory if you want to get a job, if you want to go to a bar, if you want to see a movie in a cinema, even if you want to go to a shopping mall in some countries, making it mandatory to get a vaccine in New York for children, but in all these other countries for young people as well, when their chance of dying from COVID or the survival rate if they catch COVID is 99.9987% chance. Now, in my age group, 30 to 39, it's 0.021%. I'm going to take the risk of not dying if I catch COVID, which is, again, 0.21%, 0.021%. That's my risk of dying from COVID. I'm going to take that chance. I'm not going to get a vaccine, which has all these potential side effects. I'm going to take my chances. He's published this data, and he actually points to the infection fatality rate in older people as well. Says for those above 70, not in a care home, it was 2.9%, rising to 4.9% for all over 50s. This means that even for the elderly, more than 95% of people over the age of 70, again, this was before the vaccines, survive COVID. 97.1% when considering those not in a care home. Again, we talked about these numbers at the start of the pandemic, but now as this information increasingly becomes saturated in the media, where some of them are now trotting this kind of information out as a mea culpa, now suddenly it's acceptable to talk about it. We were talking about COVID survival rates in March, April 2020, making the point the lockdown will kill more people, it will devastate society way more than what they should have done, which was protect the vulnerable and leave the healthy people to go about their business. But even the most vulnerable, according to this professor, top epidemiologist John Ioannidis, this is a Stanford study, even over 70s not in care homes before the vaccine had a 97.1% chance of survival, even if they caught COVID. But again, because they wanted us all to comply, to agree with lockdown, not to question any of it, the propaganda, the mass formation psychosis, which Reuters says doesn't exist, was rolled out on the basis that COVID was this mass killer, that it had a 3 to 5% fatality rate from the beginning, even before the vaccination program. That was complete bunk. But why is it only acceptable to acknowledge that now, 18 months later, and all this damage later? Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car or in your house that also are on the site, InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls you were free works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work. They work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
I'm going to get to these final videos here in the last segment because we didn't get a chance to go to them earlier. First one is UK man gets police visit for saying trans rights are boring. We saw the treatment of Harry Miller, who won his high court case back just a couple of weeks ago. Of course, he was the person who committed the grave hate crime of retweeting a funny limerick about transgender people on Twitter. The police not only visited him, tried to arrest him, tried to charge him, they intimidated his workplace, they basically put him on media trial as well. This is what happens in the UK where thousands of people per year are arrested for offensive tweets. Here's another example of that. UK man gets police visit saying trans rights are boring. Here's the clip. A parish councillor in the UK got a police visit and was threatened with arrest. Why? For sharing a Facebook post that said, quote, trans rights are boring. No, this is not the Babylon Bee. Parish councillor for Surrey Heath, Andrew Wilgoss, posted this image which showed trans campaigners with an altered sign that read, trans rights are very boring, we love TERFs. TERFs, otherwise known as trans exclusionary radical feminists, is a pejorative for people who still believe that women should have their own protected spaces. Oh my god, how dare they? The post was so mundane that not even Facebook, which deletes historical quotes and Bible passages, sought to censor it. But after some bedwetting hall monitor working for Surrey Heath Council reported Wilgoss to the police, two cops showed up at his house. Oh no, someone made fun of the message. Arrest them quick. The idiotic thought police told Wilgoss to attend an interview at the station the next day, or he'd be arrested. The dastardly thought criminal was facing a public order offence and 6 months in prison, but wisely refused to dignify the farce with any degree of credibility and refused to show up for the interview. Police subsequently dropped the issue after presumably someone with a scintilla of common sense looked into the matter. It's just thought policing. The police are supposed to be protecting us from harm, not bothering people at home over trivial things, said Wilgoss. They have no justification for harassing me at home and no jurisdiction over what I can share on an online platform owned by a US corporation. Facebook don't even seem to think the post was against their guidelines, so what is the problem about expressing a view? If this was some random one-off incident, then it would be comical. But such scenarios are commonplace in the UK. We previously highlighted the case of a 50-year-old mother in Scotland who was charged with a transphobic hate crime and faced up to 2 years in prison after she retweeted an image of a suffragette ribbon. After contacting his employers, Humberside Police interrogated a man and told him to, quote, check his thinking after he retweeted a limerick that offended a transgender person. Harry Miller recently won a Court of Appeals verdict to have the non-crime hate incident overturned. Under the banner of so-called hate incidents, police are obliged to investigate if any protected group claims that they were offended. A law that is naturally routinely abused by bedwetters in said protected groups. You think that saying women have a right to their own spaces is some kind of vicious hate crime? It isn't. And there's enough serious crime for police to deal with. But they seem increasingly more interested in just harassing the general public for making a mockery of the regime and its messaging.
Being offensive is an offence.
No, it isn't. It's the lifeblood of free speech and a healthy society. So please stop intimidating people over harmless satirical Facebook posts and catch some real criminals. And again, the numbers are shocking. Police arrest an average of 9 people a day in the UK, 3,395 a year, over offensive things they posted on the internet under Section 127 of the Communications Act, where it says it's illegal to intentionally, quote, cause annoyance, inconvenience, or needless anxiety to another. And then when you include these protected groups, if they're offended, then it's a, quote, hate incident and the police are obliged to investigate it. This is the state of free speech in the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, somebody who's a free speech ended up getting him deplatformed and banned off of every platform imaginable, the iconic Sam Hyde, who has been on this network before, has produced a documentary about another YouTuber, iDubbbz, who sneakily tried to do a Louis Theroux-style hit piece on him, but ended up embarrassing himself when it blew up in his face. Here is the video, Sam Hyde punks iDubbbz. Let's roll it. Drama as Sam Hyde humiliates iDubbbz. So long story short, iDubbbz, Ian, who used to make funny, edgy content, but then caved in like everyone else after mass demonetization and the mob took over, visited banned comedy legend Sam Hyde under the auspices of making a fair and balanced documentary. But Hyde and his team knew from the start that this was a bad faith claim and that Ian was there to make a hit piece. iDubbbz is apparently trying to rebrand himself as this Louis Theroux type figure by going around pointing a camera at odious, offensive figures and then trying to put them in awkward, embarrassing situations. But what ended up happening was that Sam and his team trolled iDubbbz to such perfection, maintaining character throughout the entire endeavour, that Ian was the only one who ended up looking awkward and embarrassed.
Focus on security, obviously.
Right.
Let's get some fresh air.
And 8 months later, he still refused to release any of the footage. Ian's Louis Theroux act didn't work because, unlike the targets of Louis Theroux, Sam Hyde isn't odious, obnoxious, or hateful. He's funny and genuine. But during a sit-down interview, Ian tried to get Sam to disavow his fan base and grilled him on his supposed alt-right proclivities.
Why did you choose to make a documentary about me?
Well,
basically, it seemed like Ian wanted to squeeze some content out of and have a laugh at Sam Hyde for having fell off. But only ended up holding up a mirror to prove that iDubbbz himself had fell off. Having once been the king of original edgy content, he's now reduced to being another hall monitor for the regime. I mean, this is a guy who literally shot to fame by trying to make celebrities say the N-word. Now he's henpecking at Sam Hyde for his supposedly racist comedy.
Like, open mics you've done in the past that are like really offensive.
Give me a break. Sam Hyde was banned, deplatformed, cancelled, because he refused to sell out. He refused to amplify the message. And it seems obvious that Ian's deep-seated insecurity and self-loathing at having failed to resist being absorbed by the mob was part of the motivation for this hit piece. The origin story of Ian's resentment towards Sam was also revealed to be a grudge over a 7-year-old contested copyright claim.
You're an asshole.
I'm sorry, buddy. That's no good.
Yeah, why'd you do that to me?
Although the endorsement of his girlfriend's OnlyFans page was both hilarious but simultaneously mortifying, you could be generous towards Ian and say that his drift towards the toxic mainstream was driven by frustration at his inability to platform on YouTube the kind of content he was making in the mid-2010s. But the same forgiveness can't be extended to Ethan Klein or Anthony Fantano.
Is Anthony Fantano...
That guy sucks.
Klein and Fantano made the deliberate, conscious decision to pander to the mob by espousing far-left drivel and ingratiating themselves with the Silicon Valley establishment. Fantano shat his pants after a single fader hit piece and then proceeded to delete all his collaborative content with Sam Hyde and throw his friend under a bus before going on to rapaciously celebrate the deplatforming and banning of anyone who didn't kiss his arse. While the once much loved and respected Ethan Klein ditched his anti-SJW shtick as soon as the wind changed direction, started sucking up to Susan Wojcicki, and now intermittently broadcasts his moronic normie political takes to prove to his new masters that he holds the correct high status opinions. And whenever he's called out on his galaxy brain drivel by people like Steven Crowder, he literally runs away from the debate and gets other people to fight his corner. While most recently facing utter humiliation for beefing with Joe Rogan over health issues, while let's just say, not being in the best shape himself. While iDubbbz may have sold out, Fantano and Klein not only sold out, they became vicious establishment grifters who weaponized their platforms to try to destroy their critics with full establishment support. Which is why it's funny that Sam Hyde, despite being completely ostracized and deplatformed, still makes them all look like utter clowns on a regular basis. While it still remains on YouTube, watch the full Sam Hyde documentary in the description below. There you have it. Let's get into a final news story here, because we've only got about 90 seconds left. And this concerns USA Today, which has hastily deleted tweets about science proving pedophilia is, quote, determined in the womb. They came out with an article and a long Twitter thread about how the pedos just need a bit more understanding and a bit more therapy. The Twitter thread said, quote, pedophiles may not have control over the fact that they are attracted to kids, calling to give them more treatment and therapy, discussing how there was, quote, a misunderstanding about what a paedophile is, and that, quote, not all paedophiles abuse kids. Some of them are okay, guys. Come on. The evidence suggests it's inborn neurological, according to sex researcher and expert on pedophilia, James Canton. Now, of course, there was a massive backlash to this. They've deleted all the tweets. These are the same people who justified, not just justified, but lionized Cuties, that nonce movie on Netflix a couple of years ago. They're trying to legitimize pedophilia as just another sexual proclivity that is outside of the pedo's control, because if they can force people to embrace that, they can force them to embrace any kind of moral relativism, and then the kind of sickness that will ensue after that, of course, will bring us to a situation which we can barely dare imagine. That's going to wrap it up. Summit.news, War Room is next. Stay tuned.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all heard about the pastor and his famous statement from inside a concentration camp in World War II, that when they came for one group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And then when they came for another group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And finally, when they came for him, there was nobody else to stand up. Well, the global social credit score that China's putting in, that's banning people to 3 hours of video games a week, and if you criticize the government, you can never buy or sell again. Well, that's being brought here and all over the world under the guise of COVID vaccine passports. They even admit it. Now they're saying it's going to be a carbon tax attached to it. They're going to track where you go and what you do and decide where you can go and what you can do. That's what the lockdowns are about. You'll accept that. You'll accept anything. So again, the left is having fun right now with all the censorship and tyranny, pretending like they're part of the power structure. But they're all going to be targeted by this nightmare as well. We need to get back to basic human rights and promote them, or all of us will be enslaved by this horrible technocracy run by the globalists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.